Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet we call Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission from our studios here in Africa on this very day, the fourth day of April in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time now standing at approximately 2.5 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. in the evening. It is 2.5 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. in Biafra land, where I come from. It is also 2.5 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. in London, depending on where you are on this planet. It is the same time past the top of the hour where you are across the entire 24 time zones of the world. Radio Biafra is being transmitted live and clear and uninterrupted. We must say good morning, good afternoon, good evening and good night to some of you, especially those brave Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world, by which I mean specifically Malaysia and China, for doing us proud. We welcome all of you. We also welcome friends of Biafra. We welcome those joining us for the very first time. We welcome all the well-wishers of Biafra, those in no small measure who are fighting in various capacities to propagate the message of hope and redemption as being preached by this radio station. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama and no other, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I must welcome you wherever you are. I must ask you to please do this same thing every blessed day. You must inform people. You must tell at least 10 people around you that Radio Biafra live transmission is on. You will tell them that they can get us on satellite. You will also tell them that they can get us by visiting www.radiobiafra.co. Please also inform them that they can receive Radio Biafra via the free Radio Biafra app. I must state categorically, free Radio Biafra app, which you can download on Android and also on iTunes. I understand, according to a former who is overseeing all of this, that the BlackBerry version and the Windows version will be out in the next 4 days, to be precise. Therefore, we want to occupy every platform. I am also receiving information, confirmation from our own resident chief engineer, Chemefo, that our TV is almost ready to go. Therefore, we are doing everything humanly possible to make sure that we envelop the Zoological Republic in this blanket of truth. We are here to project the voice for those without a voice. We are here to lend credence to the cry and the yearnings and the pleas of all those whose children are being abducted, like the mother who was murdered yesterday, a woman who was murdered and the child snatched away only to be sold later on. We are here to make sure that those of you who were unfortunate enough to be deported from Lagos, those of you who were rendered destitute by the Yoruba conspiracy, those of you who are being bombed first by Boko Haram, now we are being told that a new front has opened. It is now called Fulani insurgency. We are coping with Boko Haram insurgency. Now we have Fulani, more virulent, more jihadist in nature, more conquering in their thinking. They are now everywhere. They have entered Ogoja. They have planted themselves on the soil of Biafra land, and we are here to ensure that further they should not march. Therefore, we are asking you to tell at least 10 people, tell them to go to radiobiafra.co with all the W's. Of course, www.radiobiafra.co. Please ask them to go to www.peopleofbiafra.org. Please ask them to go to www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. That is who we are. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. We are not a group. We are not an association. We are the citizens of Biafra, and we are here to seek the restoration of our country that was cruelly snatched away from us by no other person than a Scottish man that came. They came in whatever guise it was many, many years ago, and by the time they left our land desolate. They handed over to infidels, people who do not know God. They handed over the children of God to them. And today we are suffering the consequences, one of which is this spate of abductions, this abominable and condemnable spate of abductions in Imo State especially, where women are being killed and their children being snatched away. When we talk about supporting our enterprise and what we are doing, a lot of people do not appreciate the gravity of the problem. They don't appreciate it. That is why we are not happy with them. That is why we are not happy with non-performing coordinators. That shows that they do lack, they lack leadership. They cannot lead at this very present point in time. And we ask them to step down, please. If you know you cannot do it, please, we are asking you to quietly step down. We are not asking you quietly. In fact, you are being removed. Our women are having their children snatched away from them and killed in the process. In Owerri, in Imo State, as we speak, Hausa Fulani have landed at Ogoja as we speak. And some people are still wondering if this Biafra is going to come or not. Biafra is going to come if people like it or not. As long as we remain incorruptible, which we have sworn with every sinew of our body, which we have sworn with every drop of blood in our body, that we must remain incorruptible, that we must remain whiter than white and whiter than snow, that on this very platform, on this very radio station, the proclamation of truth is paramount. We are anchoring Biafra on the twin towers of truth and honesty. Anything else is unacceptable. That is why we must remain, we reiterate, we must remain whiter than white and whiter than snow. As long as we remain without fear before our enemies, as long as we remain without any shred of doubt as to where we are going as a people, as long as we remain resolute, as long as we remain relentless in our pursuit, there is no way that Biafra will not come, because Chukwu Abiama has determined that his kingdom must come on this very earth, and that kingdom is Biafra, a free and sovereign entity. The Republic of Biafra is coming, and nothing can stop it. That is the finest thing about it. There is nothing you and I can do to stop it. The time has been ordained. The time is now. Our timetable is limited. Between now and December of 2015, this is the year, this very month, to be precise, is the month of the double blood moon, starting on the 15th of April. The moon will turn bloody. It is an event that doesn't happen all the time. It portends great things to come. If we have to paint this whole world red with our blood, so be it. One thing is definite, one thing is certain, that Biafra is coming as decreed by no other than the creator of the heavens and the earth, Chukwu Abiama, upon whom and to whom we offer every honor and every glory, because he himself said it, that is a jealous God. That is why we adhere to it, that is why we bow to it, that is why we, everything that has been said about what we are doing is firmly anchored in the belief that Chukwu Abiama is supreme. Nothing else can share this very glory with Chukwu Abiama. He is our God, and that is why Biafra is going to come. We tried it other ways before. It did not work. This time around, we are going back to where we come from. We have recognized the God that made us. We have recognized the creator of the heavens and the earth. In this very generation, on this very platform, on what we are doing at the moment, there is nothing else that compares to the majesty and awe of Chukwu Abiama. And he is leading us, and Biafra is going to come as a result of it. That is why we do not tire welcoming you to Radio Biafra. That is why we do not tire asking you to do the same thing that other people have done with you. Tell the next person to you. Tell them that Radio Biafra is on. Tell them that they can get Radio Biafra if they have a smartphone. Tell them that they can get Radio Biafra if they have a satellite receiver in Africa, anywhere in Africa and in Europe. If your parents do not have satellite, if your siblings do not have satellite, anywhere in the zoo or across Africa, you will contact the headquarters at Enugu, and arrangements will be made for people to go to your house and fix the satellites there so that they can receive Radio Biafra in digital, crisp digital quality. What we are doing, no other person can do it. What we are doing, no other group of people can do it. Our technology is exceptional. We are going to deploy every arsenal once we are ready to confront all the forces of darkness, all the enemy of the people. One thing we assure them is that Biafra is going to emerge victorious, regardless of the assemblage of evil against us. We are going to triumph over all of them, because Chukwu Abiam is our God. If Biafra does not come, then we know there is something fundamentally wrong somewhere in the history and our understanding of creation. As long as we insist that Chukwu Abiam is God, there is no way that Biafra will not come, because darkness has never ever before triumphed over light. We are the children of the light. We represent hope. We represent the fortune and the future of our people, and we are here to lend credence to that very fact, that indeed we are the chosen children of God. And through Biafra, that very edict will be manifested for mankind to understand that indeed there was a country called Biafra, and now there is a country called Biafra. We are not relenting, we are not retreating, and we are not surrendering. Somalia will look like paradise compared to what we are going to do to the zoo. They are running scared against a bunch of cattle herders. Imagine when we deploy the arsenal of intellect and understanding and reason behind this very formidable force called the restoration of Biafra. What can we do to the zoo? It is unimaginable what we can do to it. We built Ogbunigwe before. We built Ojukwu Bucket. Imagine what our scientists can build now. I feel very much sad for what is to become of the zoo if they try to stand in our way. This is Radio Biafra, and the very eminent barrister is with me. Barrister Mamesi is with me, and it doesn't give me joy to remind the barrister once again that evil things are happening in Imo State. The abduction of children and the killing of their mothers is unheard of. I don't know if we are so immune now or immunized by all the bad news around us that even things that are not worthy of mention, nobody moves at it anymore. I will invite the very eminent barrister himself to use his own words to welcome the wonderful people of Biafra across the entire planet we call Earth, in every continent, in every country, in every town, in every city, in every village, in every hamlet, in every clan, in every kindred. They are listening to Radio Biafra at this very moment. Regardless of where they are, we have the widest reach in the entire world of any indigenous broadcaster, and that is why we are formidable. The barrister is with me. And barrister, please, you will acknowledge the presence of your people all over the world, if you may.
Thank you, Director. Good evening to you. Good evening to every Biafran, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. We are here again as usual. We are here every evening, 7 p.m., United Kingdom time, also in Biafra land. We thank you for joining us, as you do in every evening. We appreciate your listenership. We like the comfort you give to us, the support, and all the financial upgrade you give to Radio Biafra, because we are set to restore Biafra for all of us. It's not a one-man business. All of you will benefit. The reason why Biafra has to be restored. We are in slavery. Those in America, in Europe, in Asia, even those in Africa, they left Biafra land to go and sojourn in Togo, in Congo Brazzaville, sojourn even in Ethiopia. We say enough is enough. The Hausa Fulani not only killing us in their own land, burning our churches, they are now encroaching in our own hometowns. That shows how malicious, how evil, how wicked these Hausa Fulani Boko Haram people are. They kill you in their own land, ask you to leave. Most of our people have left, abandon all they could, and take the ones they could. And now they are coming into our own territory, kidnapping and killing, which was exactly what all of them are doing in the north. and our people are standing by. How long shall we stand by while our people are being slaughtered, beheaded, killed? Our women, their womb opened up, babies killed. And we are happy. We are in America, we are in Europe, we are in Malaysia, we are in Australia, we are in New Zealand, we are in the Scandinavians. Biafrans are scattered all over the world. Whilst those who do not know about the creation of Biafra are now trying to encroach, live in our own land and enjoy all the benefits. The land that is being filled with milk and honey. Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are dwelling in our own territory, but killing our own people in their own territory, burning churches, and we are scattered all over the place. We say this time, this particular year, will be the year that everything is underlined. Director, God says the victory of the righteous,
yes,
is imminent. Yes, they are encroaching in Abuja. They are coming very close to Calabar. They are, of course, very close to. And some of them are already dwelling in Imo State, Anambra, Ebonyi State. Name it, they are all over the places. In Igwacha, Prakot. Most of them have already bought lands in Delta, which is Aniocha. All of them are there. But we say, we can no longer have this. Since 1945, the Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are killing the Biafrans. We never retaliate. We just stand by and watch for the sake of God. You know what Lugard did and what the British did to us. They made us to mellow. They made us to be very kind. They made us to be forgiven. Somebody will slap you. You are asked to turn away the side so that you'll be slapped 77 times. 77 times. This is a human being. Before they do all that 77 plus 77, you're already dead. And that is why our people are dying. Because we are complying with the instruction from that Bible that God will take and seek revenge. Remember what the Bible says. It says, leave vengeance for the God. Vengeance is mine. And we are decimating and disappearing gradually. Vengeance is mine. Chukwa Biama. We appeal to you that vengeance cannot be yours. At this point in time, while we are dying, we are taking the horn. We are taking the bull by his horn at this point in time because our people are dying. If we are waiting for vengeance, all of us will be extinct. Our people are dying on a daily basis. And we are still looking up to you and saying that vengeance is yours. Whilst our opponents are not even looking up to you. We ask, is it not the same creation? Are you not in the same heaven? That our people are dying and we are taking it easy. We are taking it slowly so that you will take vengeance, so that you will revenge. No, God, this time we appeal to you that enough is enough. Enough that our people are maimed. We are diminishing in numbers. We are being extinct in numbers. The Biafrans are dying wherever we are. We have left the territory where we have been killed and now come back home in the same home of us that they are coming to us and killing us. And then we are saying vengeance is yours. God, we don't want any more vengeance for you to carry. We want to do this vengeance by ourselves. And not because we have two hands, we have two legs. We have the same brains as those who are killing us, God. We don't want vengeance to be yours anymore. This time, we have to take vengeance. After you said it in the book of Matthew, that heaven help those who help themselves. We want to help ourselves this point in time, because we cannot take no more. Even when Jesus Christ was about to resurrect, he said, Father, if this is by your might, let it be yours. But if not, let me get out of here. Father, we are telling you this time, that we are taking this particular vengeance by our own, or we look and ask for is your support. Because our people have been dying since 1945. Nothing has been done. Chukwabiyama. Nothing has been done. This is 2014. Our people have been killed. Boko Haram are released. Being given money. And they buy cars. And still pursuing us. Our people can no longer come freely from the north. They will lay them on the way. They bring them out from all the coaches and kill them one by one. Tukwabiyama, whilst you are there, you are watching. Our people are dying just gradually. Just like that. How long shall we stand by while we wait on you, God? We say we don't want to. If you agree that God will come, then yes, we carry on waiting for God. But this time, we are no longer waiting. The enemies are very close. They will. You said in the book of Psalms, they are coming to swallow us. We can no longer wait. We are calling upon you that whatever that is coming upon us, we have to do it by this time. All we ask is your support, because we cannot wait any longer. Our enemies have killed us far too far long that we have to do something. Chukwabiama, if we are your people, you know what to do. You know what you have done. When the house of Fulani Boko Haram came before, you know what you did in Benue. You know what you did for us in River Benue. This time we're asking you, but this time we are going to do it ourselves, and then we ask for your support. If you overlook us, then there's no need for us to call upon you anymore. Chukwabiama, what? Are you, does it mean that your people will just have to die like that? Why is it that the unrighteous are killing the righteous? Why? What is going on in our lives, in the life of the Biafrans? We are people who are always forgiving. We overlook insults according to what was written in the book of Bible. We turn away from anger. We apply and appeal to you. Forgive those who are trespassing against us. We call upon you that Biafrans are no longer hesitating. Otherwise, there will not be anything like Biafra. 1975, they removed our name from the map and called us the Bight of Boni. This is the Bight of Biafra. 1975, it was removed. We saw all these things, we say no more. If we keep quiet, Biafra land will become Hausa Fulani Boko Haram land. While our people are still waiting on God and calling upon him, we say no more. For all of us here on Radio Biafra, and for those who support Radio Biafra, all executives and those of our listenership, we say no. And this time, we are going to do things by ourselves. Chukwabiam, all we ask is for your supervision, nothing else. May God bless all of you as you come back to listen to us this evening. All you do for us is, once your name is called, I know we have said this many times here, some people violate it, turn your listening devices down. Please, so that we can have some meaningful conversation. It's adult conversation. Radio Biafra is the only station where the students teach masters and masters learn from students and teach their students. We are not here. We don't censor anybody. We don't ask you further questions apart from your name and where you came from. That is all. Give us where you are calling from and your name. The conversation, ask questions. The director is there and is here to answer you. May God bless all of you. And some of you are still on their way, coming back home to listen to Radio Biafra. We're a very friendly station. We treat everybody equally, because we believe in live and let live. We don't segregate, because that is the particular tenet all of us we are built and born with. We don't segregate little children, old children, women, men. We are all equal. Our women are more respected in our own lands. Now, Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, they treat our women anyhow. Our women are not being subjugated, killed, tortured. We want to restore Biafra so that our women will have dignity, respect, and the way.
Yes.
We are born and brought up with. Correct, of course, you know I'm standing by.
I know that, Barrister. And you remain with me. Thank you very much. That was the voice of Barrister Mamezu, who is not just a great man, who is not just a great Biafran, but also a very good human being as well. Barrister, thank you very much. You will remain with me. The barrister will stay with me. And now, by the way of headlines, which I don't know how to begin to present it. It doesn't look palatable at all. But we are obliged, we are duty-bound to present this to you, and that is exactly what we are going to do. The headlines we are bringing you today, I just don't know where to start from. I have no clue as to where to start from. But let us start from this one. The reign of terror in Imo. The reign of terror. For those who understand English language, for those who don't, it is the reign of fear. Ego in the matter. That is fear. Palpable fear. Some of these things I never thought I'd be reading in my life. Honestly speaking, when I was growing up in the village, when I actually knew that our land was sceptered, that our land was blessed, that God, Chukwu Abiama himself, came from Biafra land. It never occurred to me that one day I'll be presenting to a global audience news coming from my own land. And the headline reads like this: there is a reign of terror in Imo as child thieves kills a woman and abducts the baby. I never thought I would hear such a thing in my entire life. And the most distressing thing about, the most annoying and painful thing about all of this is that we have people in the United States of America, we have some in Canada, we have people all over Europe, in Asia, all parts of the world. The question I'm asking this night is, are you people not hearing about what is going on? And if you're fortunate enough to know, what are you doing about it? How are you supporting us to tackle these problems? This is our signature headline this evening. It's not very often we present signature headlines. This is the one this evening. We are going to dwell on this very issue. Why? How did things degenerate so badly that a woman carrying the baby along the road can be hacked to death and the baby taken? What type of stupid news is this? And it is true. Dear Lord God in heaven, and this is where we come from. This is where I come from. Amazing. Let us continue to go to bring the news headlines. I was forced to sleep with no fewer than 10 men every day, an Igbo girl tells the court. On the issue of deportation of Igbo people from Lagos, conducted, orchestrated, financed, and supported by the current governor of the state, Babatunde Fashola, a court has now fixed June 19th to hear the suit against Lagos government. They have given Sanusi everything he wanted in the court of law in Lagos. Now we want to see what is going to happen on June the 19th. We actually drop our hats to everybody who has worked very hard to make sure that this case gets to court. All the people that put it together should be commended. They are going to court on June the 19th. But I don't know why Sanusi's case was heard so early and why this one wasn't heard. The case of deporting people from one place to another in the same country they claim they belong to. Which one should take precedent? But Sanusi's case came up a few days ago. He's been heard. He's been expedited. And he's been awarded money. How about those deported from their own country? This is the news that most people don't actually understand. It's either they hear it, the gravity or the depth or the meaning of it is lost on them. Igbo people, Ndi Igbo, they were chased away from Lagos. They were rounded up when some of them were coming back from work. They were rounded up and put in a detention camp without contact with the family whatsoever. Some of them died there. In the middle of the night, they were packed like cattle inside the 911 Gongoro truck and dumped at Onitsha Head Bridge. Do you not know about this? People who are listening, don't you see that is why they don't like Radio Biafra very much? Because we expose the fraud and the deceit that is the Zoological Republic, a place inhabited by things that are less than wild animals. They deport people from their own country, from one part to the other. The case has been fixed for June the 19th. Sanusi's case was heard without adjournment. We are waiting for them to see what will happen to this one. And in Ebonyi, I said today's news is not palatable. And we're not going to deviate. We must discuss the news so that people understand why they need to support what we are doing, so we can stop this type of mess and nonsense from happening any further in our land. A man kills his father and eats his neck in Ebonyi State, in Biafra land. I told you that the glory of God has departed from our people. We are now wild animals, even worse than Boko Haram, to ourselves. That is the funniest part of it. We are not wild against people who are killing us, those who are deporting us. We are wild against ourselves. A man kills the father and eats the neck. I have never, even in my dreams or nightmares, I will never think in my life I'll be reading such a news. Babies being abducted from their mothers, if you resist, they kill you, in broad daylight in Imo State. An Igbo girl lured to prostitution by Yoruba people, which is a micro, just a sample of what is going on. We are being deported. We are deported from Lagos and still being deported. Amazing, isn't it? Very, very amazing. And of course, I know people are telling me about the number to call. It's on Viber. It's the normal Radio Biafra studio line, which is +447831308376. Normal Radio Biafra studio line. If you go to Radio Biafra London, you'll see it there on Facebook. It's there pinned up by Carol Monday, who is doing a very fantastic job for the people of Biafra. And then our Skype line is on. The one for the officers is also on. We shall come to that later. For now, I am enraged. This is the news coming from the land where you and I come from. And the news is not very pleasant, that a man has been killed by the sun and his neck eaten. That is why we say that people are hungry. We need to get Biafra. And again, we are reporting this evening that the court, the same court that gave Sanusi 50 million yesterday or 2 days ago, have stopped every investigation and probe of Sanusi. Sanusi stole money from the Central Bank of Nigeria. Sanusi stole money belonging to Biafrans. Sanusi is a financier of Boko Haram. Sanusi is directly implicated in the killing and beheading of Akaloka. Do you know that a court of law have stopped the probe of Sanusi's crimes? Do you know that? In the zoo. And people stupidly tell me about one Nigeria. Oh, dear Lord. Let's continue. Abia State students are protesting. They are demanding the resignation of the very foolish governor. A very hopeless man. If you think that Jonathan is imbecilic, Theodore is worse. With the murderous son by the side. These are the things visited upon us by no other person than Satan himself. Satan must be in charge of life in Igbo land, to be honest with you. All across Biafra land, in Akwa Ibom, in Cross River, evil things are happening. Satan can only be in charge of a place where once Chukwu Abiama reigned supreme. He has gone. Unless we get Biafra, he's not coming back to rescue us. Only Biafra can save us. Abia students are protesting, demanding Oji's resignation over poor state of education and roads in the state. NLC and TUC accuse the national conference leader like Boko Haram. These are simply Fulani jihadists. They want to convert everybody to Islam. They are being financed by heavy, so-called heavyweight criminal politicians of the north. Sanusi, Babangida, Buhari, Atiku, the Sultan of Sokoto, with the help of Iran and Lebanon. Don't we know that? Can you believe such crap? Rubbish. Amazing. Governor Oji is saying, I must hand over to Kwa Ongwa person. This is democracy African style. When I tell you that people in Nigeria are animals, people don't, they take offense. With the greatest respect in the world, animals are better than you. Governor Oji is a serving governor voted in by the people allegedly. He's leaving office. He's now telling people who he wants to take over from him and who is going to take over. I am going to hand over to Okwa Onkwa person. In other words, going to vote is meaningless. And there will be no voting next year anyway. There won't be any. We can assure them of that. That is our news headlines. And now we must quickly bring you the news in greater detail. Amazing, amazing, amazing. What is happening? The increasing rate of insecurity in Imo State has reached alarming dimension, with women and children at the mercy of rampaging child thieves and kidnappers. in Igboland, this is the gift of Owasri Ike to our people. He kindly brought in kidnapping. Do you see where that has led us to? They have now stopped kidnapping other people because everybody is in Lagos, in Abuja, in Houston, in Dallas. Everybody is in London. People are in Dusseldorf. Nobody goes home anymore. We are in Toronto. We are in Moscow. And if you come out to bring your parents with you, there is nobody else to kidnap. They opened up a new business called child selling. They sell babies. In other words, if you're seen with your child on the road, they take your baby. If you put up resistance, they kill you off. It is happening here, not Radio Biafra News. We are reporting what is being discussed. Verifiable fact. Go to him and ask them. This is it. Those of you who are sensible telling me about One Nigeria, this is the consequence of One Nigeria now. This is what happens when you mix oil and water together, chalk and cheese, evil and good, darkness and light. This is what you get. I will read this news. This is our signature headline this evening. This is what is happening in the land of Biafra, the land of the rising sun. Unbelievable. And who is in charge of Imo State? Is Malam, you know. He's a Hausa man. Malam Rochas Okorocha. Malam Rochas Okorocha. And who is representing you at Abuja? Omar Sanda. A Hausa person again representing your interest. And you're telling me we are human beings. I doubt it very much, to be honest with you. Myself included. I don't exclude anybody. We are pathetic. Useless to the core in our own land. Wherever you are, if you're in New York, you are in Maryland, you are in Boston, Massachusetts, you are in San Francisco, when your mother gave birth to you, if your mother was walking then around in Biafra land and you were abducted and used for ritual purposes, will you be alive today to be in America or to be in England or to be in Germany or Italy or Spain? Do you see the difference between human beings and animals? Is that a human being is supposed to reason, to think. Animals don't. Of course, some of them do. Better than we do sometimes. This is the news coming from your land. When you go to your office tomorrow and you're posing and saying, oh, I'm a Nigerian man and things are okay. This is the news from where you come from. We are going to pose this thing to everybody on this earth. If we can. So when you open your mouth to start talking nonsense and start boasting of who you are, they'll remind you, oh, are you from the place where they kill women and take their children? But of course, some of you don't have any shame. And because you don't have any shame, it won't affect you. And because you don't have any shame, that is why a mosquito is biting. Because you have no shame, that is why you have no schools, no good roads. Because you have no shame, that is why you have engineers who cannot engineer to have light. Because you have no shame. You hear me? And once you don't have any shame, or as we call it, you are no longer a human being. Go and read Things Fall Apart. It happened to Okonkwo. That's why he killed himself. Arere. It is called hopelessness in English language. We are in a state of despair and hopelessness. Only Biafra can save you. Without Biafra, worst news will emerge. Think of it this way. How about if I was abducted when I was a baby? Where will I be today? Probably in a slave camp somewhere, working for Boko Haram. I will read this news. I will take my time to read it. So it will sink in. Our people are hard at hearing. Pharaoh is better than some of you. Pharaoh that refused to allow the children of God to go is better than some of you. Some of you, your brains are no longer working properly. Your brains are shut off to reason, to truth, and to light. And we are here to open, to force it open. So you will accept your responsibility to go and free your people from damnable servitude to Hausa Fulani people. We are a disgrace at the moment. A disgrace, an absolute disgrace to humanity. The Igbo race is a disgrace to humanity. This is happening on your streets. On your own streets. Unbelievable. The increasing rate of insecurity in Imo State has reached alarming dimension, with women and children at the mercy of rampaging child thieves and kidnappers. When I told you about the Waziri in 2009, I was kidnapped. When I told you that this man is a fraud, a criminal, people thought I was joking. He gave you kidnapping. Look at where you are today. Look at where you are today. With the veneer of Biafra on top of it, and his wish in Ebumad. In the name of Biafra. We are building the memorial to the dead. And when we finish, they will rise up. You see what will happen now? I told you, that vultures will eat them. You will see what will happen to them. At the sleepy community of Umuleke, Okwodo, in Njaba local government area of the state, the residents of the area are yet to come to terms with what befell one of them who was gruesomely murdered by suspected child thieves early morning of yesterday. A young woman and mother of two met daredevil criminals who murdered her in cold blood. It was learned that the victim, a widow, played host to one of the suspects who slept in the room the previous night. In the early hours of the morning, yesterday to be precise, at 4 a.m., the suspect attempted to leave, but with the younger baby of the deceased woman, said to be about 3 years old. In the process of dragging the baby out to unknown destination, the woman raised alarm, which may have infuriated the baby thieves to hack her down with several gunshots before he sped away with the child. A huge crowd of sympathizers, consisting mainly of the residents of the area, gathered before the community vigilantes and police operatives appeared. Of course, they always come late. Police, Nigerian police, always late. However, efforts were made to nab the fleeing suspect. It was at that point that the state governor, who was on his way to Wangele in continuation of his tour, made a detour to the scene of the incident. The malam came to see what is happening in his state, the Hausa state of Imo. Amazing. It was also learned that the suspect, who is said to be from Owere, Ebeiri in Olo, Ebiri, I must say, Owere Ebiri in Olo, and a roadside car washer near the road leading to Imo State University Teaching Hospital in Olo, while facing the state governor, claimed that the baby he kidnapped under gunpoint belongs to him, and he has made serious efforts to take back the child, but to no avail following opposition from the slain mother. In anger, the governor gave him 24 hours to produce the stolen baby, as security aides in Okrocha's convoy took him to Owere for possibly handing him over to security agencies for further investigations. When contacted, the police public relations officer, Joy Elomoko, confirmed the incident and went further to state that the suspect had been arrested while investigation is still ongoing. In people must listen, oh, this is the news hasn't finished yet. In a similar development, in the same thing happening, in English language, in a similar development means something similar to what has happened to this lady. In a similar development, a middle-aged female and keke operator in Owere, who gave her name as Chidimma Emmanuel, by now is expected to be killing off her head at the police net for allegedly stealing a child. Even women are at it. Everybody is at it. Stealing everything you see, including little babies. Amazing. Amazing. The mother of three was apprehended by an official of the Nigerian Security and Civil Defense Corps attached to the Imo State Government House on Wedu Road roundabout on Wednesday, 2nd of April 2014, in her attempt to elope with a three-year-old baby boy. Stealing of that's what happens to people that do buying and selling. that is what you do. When you run out of things to sell, when they seize your container at Lagos, you look for something to sell. It's called buying and selling. You look for something to sell, you look for somebody to buy it. And if it's a baby, then so be it. Eternal damnation. Eternal damnation. Unbelievable. In where God himself comes from, Biafra land, the holiest land on this very earth, look at what is happening. And people go to their useless places of nonsense, following Yoruba men, talking rubbish to say they're praying to God. God will punish all of you. This is the God you're praying to. When in your own land, show me one evidence of the presence of God. Where you come from? Every Sunday you run to church and you blab rubbish out of your mouth. Where is the evidence where you come from that God is even knows who you are? Because he is upset with you. Treacherous, dubious people. Nobody escapes this. Nobody. This is Radio Biafra. We preach the truth. We don't care who you are. We castigate our own selves. And why not? That is how we become better. Nonsense. Justice Salihu Saidu of the Federal High Court in Lagos on Thursday heard how 19-year-old Igbozulike Onyenyechi was lured into prostitution in Burkina Faso and forced to sleep with at least 10 men every blessed day. Onyenyechi, those who don't know, Onyenyechi is an Igbo name. Onyenyechi is a girl's name. It's an Igbo name. Or it could be a boy's name as well. An Igbo girl was lured to Burkina Faso to do prostitution. And these are the children of God. Can you actually believe that? In places where we come from. Amazing. Onyenyechi, who stated this while being led in evidence by counsel to the National Agency for Prohibition of Trafficking in Persons, Mrs. Antonia Mbemeje, also said she became a victim of the scheme in her quest to work abroad. According to her, two middle-aged men, Christian Awanebi of Burkina Faso and one Ariwayo Olowede of Block 337 Flat 2 Ilasan Estate in Lekki in Lagos took her to Burkina Faso sometime in 2011. Onyenyechi also testified that she was working as a sales representative somewhere in Victoria Island, Lagos before she embarked on the journey to Burkina Faso. She said that Awonobi and Olowede promised her that she would become a sales girl in a big supermarket at Burkina Faso. She further told the court that rather than the job, she was asked to sleep with men so she would make up to 200,000 to repay the expenses for her trip to Burkina Faso. Amazing, 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 amazing. An Igbo girl being lured by Yoruba man. Can you believe such a thing? But of course, Lagos is our paradise. That is why we have Yoruba pastors, isn't it? So when your daughter sees a Yoruba man as telling them the truth, then they'll follow them. Because your pastor is Yoruba. And shame on you, all of you. Shame on all of you that go to churches pastored by Yoruba men. I feel sorry for you because the hottest place in hell is reserved for you for bringing shame and dishonor to the children of God. All of you that go to stupid Yoruba churches. Hopeless people. You go, a child of God, you go to a Yoruba man and kneel down to put hand. You are very, very foolish. Very foolish. Amazing. A federal high court in Lagos on Thursday, 5th June 19, to hear a suit filed by seven Igbo deportees challenging an alleged breach of their fundamental human rights. Yorubas are deporting Igbo people from Lagos. These are the ones you know about. Do you know the ones you don't know about? The answer is no, because you do not know. Yoruba, they take your daughters and convert them to prostitutes abroad to give them money. In Lagos, they deport you. In Lagos, they burn down your shop and give you another place you can develop for them. And we are not ashamed of ourselves. We are not actually ashamed of who we are. We are not ashamed to come out and raise our voice to speak. When such humiliation is being visited, have you heard the voice of any Igbo person at the confab? The answer is no. Because when they get up to speak, their boyfriend, their masters will look at them and they'll sit down immediately. These are people speaking for you. Have you heard anybody say anything from the confab? An Igbo person, even Omar Sanda, representing you? The answer is no. Look at here. Yoruba will convert your daughters to prostitutes. Their pastors will place their hands on your filthy hands on your head. They will take your money in tithes and offering every Sunday. And you think you're a human being. If God cannot, some people deserve not to live. But our brother said we should pray for, I can't pray for such people. I can't pray for them. They are beyond redemption. Yoruba will take your daughter, convert them to prostitutes. You will go and kneel down and give all you have to Yoruba pastor. And they will deport you on top of that. Yoruba will deport you from Lagos on top of that. Back where you come from, they are snatching your cousins, they are snatching your nephews and your nieces from the arms of your aunts. And you're telling me we are normal? Is that what you're telling me? Somehow we are okay? This is that punishment. Iniquity. That is what Chukwuma Abiamah called it. I will visit your children with iniquity. This is what it is. Amazing. Ebonyi State Police Command yesterday paraded a 30-year-old Nwode Chukwu the Awam for beheading his father, Michael Awam, who is 56, and eating the neck of the father at Egwudinagu Obegu village in Ebonyi local government area of the state. Do people want me to continue the news this evening? The news we are presenting does not showcase the Igbo people in a good light. Because we are not good people at the moment. And you want Mbombojo. Igbo, very, very bad. This is it. This is the evidence. We don't cover anything here. We cannot be castigating other people and not look at ourselves. We investigate ourselves even more thoroughly than we do other people, because we are supposed to be the children of God. When, even up until this very age, after Chukwuebiam is my father. My father is God. My own little God in a way. After Chukwuebiam, the supreme God Almighty, the next person is my father. I can't imagine the circumstance. People pray for their parents to leave where we come from. You take care of your parents. We don't have care workers. You bring your mom at old age to live with you. You bring your father to live with you. Somebody is actually killing the father where we come from. We are talking about people snatching babies on the street. This one is busy killing the father and eating the neck. I'm looking for confirmation that the boy is mad. Because if he has his senses before doing this, then then the coming of Hausa people into Ogoja is the end for us. Believe you me. The Ebonyi State Police Command arrested this very person. The remains of the victim were deposited at the Federal Teaching Hospital mortuary for autopsy. When the police went for him, he was waving the machete which he used to cut his father's head and threatened to kill anybody that gets close to him. He was overpowered. He ate the neck. He was seen eating the entire stub of the neck. So when you look at the exhibit, the head doesn't have the neck, even though he did not. This type of news is distressing. Distressing. Somebody killed the father at Ebonyi. This person's name is Chukwuode Awam. Nwode Chukwuode Awam. He's 30 years old. He killed the father, who is 56, and ate the neck of the father. Where we come from. I know some people are cringing this very moment, but this is the truth and it must be spoken. Maybe you didn't know that Radio Biafra is here to speak the truth regardless of the consequences. Don't you know that we speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? If anything goes wrong, we'll announce it here. I'm telling you the truth. We will do it here on this platform so that we can change. A federal high court in Lagos has given a preservatory order, English language, grammar, preservatory order restraining the Financial Reporting Council of Nigeria from investigating the suspended central bank governor, Lamido Sanusi. The same court did not come to the rescue of Stella Odua. The same court did not do anything about those deported from Lagos by Yoruba men. This same court has not done any justice for 3.5 million people that died, those whom I owe my allegiance to, not to the living. All my candidates will say to hell with everybody. What I do is because of the 3.5 million that died that I may live. I remember and I honor them through the work that I do. Because the quality, the behavior of the living leaves very much to be desired. I am disappointed with the living. We honor the dead. Just imagine. Nobody has done anything for them. But Tinubu got 50 million. A court is telling an arm of government responsible for investigating fraud not to investigate fraud. The zoo. Abia State students are protesting over the designation. Sorry, they are calling for the designation of the useless governor of the state, Theodore Orji. The protesters were allowed into the state government house after hours of struggle. Abia State University students, APSU, have lashed out at Governor Theodore Orji for his inability to address the terrible state of education and dilapidated roads in the state. The students who protested at the state government house in Omohe on Thursday accused the governor of failing to pay student bursaries despite declaring to have done so. A place of lies and deceit. This is what you get. A public official will stand up and say something that they have not done. Lies upon lies. Because you people, you love to hear lies. And here on Radio Biafra, we said we are not going to lie to anybody nor deceive you. If we have done something, we say we've done this. If we've not, we say we haven't done it. Truth is life. Theodore is lying. And the students are mobilizing against him. I wish they can continue. There is news here about labor conference alleging this and alleging that in this zoo. What does it matter to us? That doesn't hold anything for us. barely 24 hours after the military deployed to contain the recent attacks that has claimed over 200 lives and displaced thousands of Tiv people of Nasarawa and Benue states. Success was thus they recorded as troops killed over 50 Fulani insurgents in Kiana, local government area of Nasarawa state, in a gun battle. Fulani insurgents numbering 10 were brought to the Dalhatu Arab Specialist Hospital, Lafia, the state capital, by a police pickup van and deposited at the mortuary, while about 20 others were deposited at the General Hospital, Kiana, as well as several others still in the bush. Her Majesty the Queen, the Britannic Majesty, this is your legacy. This is what you left us with. Can you see that very fine rubbish called Nigeria, what is producing? Another 200 dead. Army shot another 50. Do you see what a mess you have made of our lives? Only Chukwu Abiyama can judge men. Abia State Governor has said there is no going back on his promise to cede power to Kwangwa, meaning that he is going to give power to. This is democracy for you in Africa. Now, people wonder why Africa is so poor. Africa is poor because, I don't know, I can't say the leaders, because the leaders come from the people as well. At one point in time, this same Theodorji was a normal civilian, a normal person castigating the government. He's been put into power. He is doing exactly the same thing a Democrat should not do. How can you determine or preempt the outcome of election? But only in Africa, you see. You give us freedom. As I was listening to a tape that was sent to me by Barrister Mamuzu, quite funny satirical look on freedom and Africa. We want freedom to be independent, to be free, and then freedom to rule for life, to be a dictator for life. This man cannot rule for life, so he's going to hand over to somebody that will not probe him. And we said that Biafra cannot be like that. Sometimes people ask me, are you people not going to change your Africans? After all, I said, no, we are Biafrans. We are the children of God. We cannot allow that mess to happen. It can never happen. Never. Instead, there will be no Biafra. To run Biafra like any other useless African country, you must be out of your mind. Biafra is going to be different. Very, very different. That is why I have no friends nor enemies. If you serve Biafra in truth and honesty, I will give you all my love. Any day you fall out of line, we become enemies. I don't care. What binds me and people together is Biafra. I have no friends. I'm not doing anything with them. What I need are Biafrans. Therefore, that discipline is starting now. That is why all the coordinators that could not perform, I know some of them very personally. Very, very close people to me. But when it comes to Biafra, I don't get sentimental. I face the facts. Look at Theodore. I will hand over. These are people that he will tell about democracy, about the dividends of democracy, about the new democratic dispensation. They speak English language they can't understand. New democratic dispensation. Which means I am leaving office and I have somebody who is going to take over from me, if you like it or not. Democracy in Africa. Oh, God, amazing. That is the news we are presenting today on this very day, the 4th day of April, the 4th month following the expiration of the zoo. People don't know that Nigeria has expired. The Zoological Republic has expired. That is why terrible and abominable things are happening. I will go to the barrister himself. He's been listening very, very attentively. And before I do so, I must remind everybody that our lines will open once after we have heard from the barrister himself. And the number to call is +44783130836 and is on Viber. Viber, please. You need strong internet connections to be able to call us. And also, our Skype line will be open as well. Both Radio Biafra and Rapid Response 68 for our principal officers. Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister Mamuzu, can you hear me? No, I don't think you can. In which case, our lines are going to open. We shall open our lines and hopefully the barrister will come back to me. We will open our lines and begin to take calls from people. Our Skype line is open. I have seen a lot of calls already. Please, we welcome each and everybody. Whatever you want to say, you are more than welcome to do so. I don't know if I have the barrister with me. Barrister, can you hear me? Can you hear me, barrister?
Yes, can you hear me?
Please go ahead.
The line dropped.
Go ahead. Barrister, go ahead.
You know, most of them, yes, I'm here, Director.
Go ahead.
When you call upon me, the line will temporarily disappear. And of course, I don't let it to disappear too long.
Go ahead.
Yes, Director, the news for today has been very, very painful, listening to it, and the encroachment. Director, before I could go ahead, you see, the Bible itself says, do not yoke with the unbelievers. Otherwise, you start behaving like them. Now, this guy who killed his dad, he came from Ebonyi State. I remember that Ebonyi State has been Islamized. For an Igbo person to take a knife and chop his daddy's head off. Director, you're right when you say, after God, the next God of yours is your father. My cousin's name is Nnawuchi. Father is God. That is the name. You're right. Nnawuchi. So, because this guy is in a Ebonyi State, and a Ebonyi State in the whole of Eastern region is the only state where you can only go to school if you join Islam. They are copying what Islam do. They are trying to follow their footsteps. And if we don't go very quick and fast, even my own state, Imo State, will be engulfed. And that is what we are fighting against. Because Islam comes with hatred. It comes with evil. It comes with wickedness. How can somebody take a knife to kill his own dad? Somebody who brought you forth in this world is the height of abomination. Director, this is what we are fighting against. This is what we have been singing against. That if we allow Islam or Hausa Fulani Boko Haram the way it is, as its own position, speedily coming into our lands, all of us will never go home anymore. We will make this place permanently. Director, do you know what is funny? This afternoon, BBC was saying how good the zoological economy is now doing. It has surpassed those in South Africa.
Oh my God.
That the zoological economy is now number one in Africa.
Oh my God. Why are they lying? Why is BBC doing this? Why is BBC? How can you grow an economy without electricity? How is that possible, for goodness sake?
Okay. Let me tell you why. The reason why that is, remember, the Queen was honored recently, and it goes with all the bits and pieces. Don't forget that money does a lot of things. How can you say the economy is growing, people are not having good drinking water, the land, there is no good road, there is no hospital, people are being killed and kidnapped, and you're saying the economy is good? Director, this is politics. This is what we call politics in darkness.
It's not politics, Barrister. I told you, they bribed BBC long time. They gave money to BBC. If they like, we'll tell them the name of the person that collected the money.
That is what
they
gave
money to BBC. They are lying. They gave money to CNN. They are lying, and they know this. They know this very well. Why can't, if the economy is growing, how come then that there are students descending on the governor's house, demanding improvement to their lives? I don't know why BBC is engaged in this depth and level of lies and deceit. I can't understand why.
They have been like that, Director. They have been like that. The only reason why you came to realize is because we are now doing the same media as them. Remember, it's the same thing that Hausa Fulani Boko Haram are doing. The same thing the Yorubas are doing. They will see blue, they call it black, and our people will buy it. They sell it to our people. I was listening to BBC this afternoon, how Nigerian economy has now overtaken South Africa because of music, because of Nollywood, and every... I said, this is bloody wickedness, that there's no more single truth in human lives. This is a shame, big time. That Nigeria, the expired zoo economy, is now growing. When Billions was reported yesterday missing, Sanusi was there claiming his own after embezzling how much he could embezzle. Goodluck Jonathan is there misbehaving everywhere, running up and down and looking for where how to get nuclear. And those who are stealing carried on stealing. and those who are buying aircraft. Do you know these guys, they listen to Radio Biafra? What Yoruba man was saying 2 days ago on AIT, that look at Malaysia that came to Port Harcourt to come and buy to take some palm kernels and palm kernel fruit to go and plant in their own country. Now they have overtaken Nigeria. Look at Brazil that was behind Nigeria. Now I say this guy,
the guy is being kind. Barrister, people don't know this. Barrister, do you know that Nigeria imports palm oil?
Of course. Of course, director.
People don't know this. From Malaysia. Nigeria imports palm oil from Malaysia. The same people that came and took the palm from Olonam and went and developed it. You are now importing palm oil from... Hi, Chineke.
Are you not importing cement? That is at Nkalago. That you can dig behind your door. Because you are yoking yourself with unrighteous unbelievers who are ruling in the name of Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. Because we are with them, and that's what the British like. They are promoting the economy, is going very well. I was so angry, I said I wish I could reach this guy and tell him to shut up. My friend, you're talking rubbish. Economy, children are kidnapped and killed. Look at a woman killed, and then the child taken away from her. Does it happen here? And we are listening to all this wicked news, and that is where this freedom that I sent you came from. Freedom to allow a dog to laugh. Freedom, but human beings have been killed on a daily basis. You know, in this country, every dog is allowed a bite. Give the dog a chance to bite you. But back home, human beings are killed. Nobody looks for them to jail them. I had a picture of a guy since last week. This guy's mouth was
blown open. There is a level of wickedness, I don't know where that comes from. There is something, there is a level of depravity, sickness of the brain. That there is something, when it affects black people in Africa, they can do anything.
And then what was
it? Oh my God, it's unbelievable. I saw this guy's mouth cut into two.
I saved the director, couldn't bear to look at it. Pushed in, the guy hasn't got lips anymore. You can hardly differentiate between the lips, upper lips, and the lower jaw. Everything has been pushed in. That is what we call grievous bodily harm, including actual bodily harm. Everything, two of them together. The guy who did that supposed to go to jail for attempting murder. Under Murder Act 1961, whoever did that was supposed to go straight to jail for attempted murder.
That one is where things are working. Barrister, the news I want you to focus on is our signature headline. I don't know why this is that, why this keeps happening in Imo State. That is my main concern. Maybe I don't know if you are following the news. Of course, you were following the news.
Director, I heard the news and what is happening. As I've always said to you many times, and I know what you want to look. You can never fight from far. If you want to kick somebody, you have to come close to them. I've said this many times. All the atrocities happening in our land, there is nothing we can do while we're abroad. The only time we can make a difference is when we go home and confront evil head on.
But we have people at home already. What we're asking for is the support to enable us to mobilize sufficient forces to meet this evil head on. For somebody to tell me that in my lifetime, that they'll be telling me that women from where I come from can no longer walk the streets safely with their children. That single mothers are widows are now in very grave danger. That somebody can just come pick your child and be running away. It sounds pathetic.
It's our job. It's our job to eradicate those evil. It's our job to stop it. You will see in the next 5 to 10 years, stories about Biafra and the zoo will be written on papers. The story will be told. All this evil will be ended. Mark my word, even if I die, you will remember what I say at some point in time. All those things will go. Director, while we are here, we can't do anything. We are talking. Our people are responding. They might be very slow in responding, but Director, they are coming. They are coming, and you will see. I have spoken to Chukwu Abiyama. He cannot look away while the evil in our own land are pursuing us in our own house. It will not happen. We've had it to the brim, and we are coming to a closure. To put this permanently to an end. It will be extinguished. We cannot just keep talking and keep talking and keep talking. At some point, action will take effect. Nobody else will do this for us, director. I've said it many times. Nobody, no nation, no country. The Western world will not do it for you. They are watching. They know. They want you to make hay while the sun is shining. It's only us that will do this, director. Nobody else will do it for us. If we don't save our own tribe, if we don't save our own nation, director, people, your enemies will walk on your land. They will till your land. It's up to us, you and I, and all our listeners, and those who support Biafra, including friends of Biafra, even friends of Biafra, listen more than Biafrans themselves. Director, we cannot, of course, but what we are doing here is to make people, to ginger people to come out. We are not saying all this for nothing. We are making people to understand the plight we face in our homeland. Something that is bigger than us came to us, but we have to stop it. We have to revolt. We have to put a permanent stop to it. That you are killing me in your own country. I'm running away. You are still coming to me, against me in my own house. Director, if you are a coward, you will die and die and say, let me die and then forget it. If you, after, when you die, you don't even remember that you are dead. You're gone. It's better we face this, dead or alive. Because if you keep pandering to all this, tomorrow they are here, the next day they are in Newi, the next day they are in Afibo, the next day they are in Oka, it will carry on happening that way. Director, with the little we have to go in preparation. We cannot just keep talking. Talking and half like killing us in the north, coming also in the east. Oh, come on, director. At some point, something has to happen. I'm standing by here. Thank you.
Thank you very much. At some point, something will have to happen, and that thing is going to happen very, very shortly. At least we now have, as at today, 25 countries that is committed to this very cause. Not you pay for this month and next month it won't come. We have men to feed. We have boys to feed and take care of to be able to do this work. We don't believe in theory. We also believe in practicals. We want to go out and do something practically to bring this cycle of shame and humiliation to an end. I'm tired of this shame. This humiliation is becoming unbearable. I cannot believe that I come from a land where women are afraid to walk the street with their babies. I can't believe it. Where somebody will wake up and kill the father. Unbelievable. Our lines are open. I am expecting our own very Secretary of State, Ikechukwu Eniago, to be able to call Radio Biafra to give us the state of affairs at home. He's at our headquarters at Enugu. That's where we are based. We are the only people at Enugu. The rest of the people, I don't know what is driving them from there. Maybe they'll answer for themselves. As for us, we continue to do this very work that God has asked us to do, and we must do it. Carol Monday is with me. I imagine, Carol, can you hear me? If you can, please accept the presence of Biafrans all over the world and then proceed to tell us what you have in mind for us. Yes, can you hear me, Carol? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Carol Monday, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? No, I don't think so. Your line is not strong enough. I don't think you can hear me. Our lines are open. I must say, our lines are open. If you want to call us, please do so through Viber. If for whatever reason your number doesn't get through, if we see it on Viber, we are going to call you back. So do not despair. We will call you back. If you call us and your line doesn't come through, then do not worry. We are going to call you back. This is Radio Biafra, and we must welcome each and every one of you. We are on satellite, you see. We are also on your phone, on your tablet, on your laptop, on your mainframe computer, on your iPad, on anything that is internet enabled. Once you can receive internet on any device you have, you should receive Radio Biafra. And again, the number to call on Viber remains. They are calling us already. They are calling us already, and we must take their call. Of course, the line just went. I hope it can stay. I hope it can stay longer so that we can take calls. I don't know what is happening. This very device is a bit strange. There is something wrong with Windows device being able to take Viber calls. I don't know what is happening. It is not very stable, but I hope as time goes on, it will become stable. The coordinator's line is also open, and so also is Radio Biafra as well. We have a caller on Skype. If you can hear me, your name, please, and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? They are not saying anything at all. Can you hear me? No, they're not saying anything. They're not saying anything. We have a caller on Viber. Please give us your name and where you are. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? This one is people don't quite follow. I can hear my voice, please. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? No. They are there, but for some reason they're not responding. I can hear the voice though, but they're not responding. I hope that all our systems were okay yesterday and are still okay today. So I do not know why people find it very difficult, especially the new callers. They find it very difficult to speak when we take their calls. I don't know why. Give me your name and where you are. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? No, they can't. Can you hear me? I believe the call is from Italy. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear us. They cannot. Can you hear me? I don't know how I can hear them, but they cannot hear me. I can hear all the background noise. Can you hear me? These are the people we are going to save. My goodness me. Somebody will call Radio Biafra and having a conversation, not saying anything. Isn't that marvelous? Very, very marvelous. We are welcoming all of you wherever you are on this very platform. We speak the truth. We speak the very truth, please. Can you hear me? The caller on Viber? Can you hear me? The caller on somebody called on Viber. Can you hear me?
Yes, the rest of this.
My God in heaven, what is wrong with you people? You call me on Viber, you're waiting to hear your voice via the system. What sort of nonsense is this? Of course I can.
Okay.
Yes, you were Chibweze, go ahead. When you call Radio Biafra next time, from Isi Alangwa, please go ahead.
The news you presented about in a child being kidnapped, sorry to tell you that it's no longer news right here. Even in Isi Alangwa here, where we call Isi Alangwa South, something of this nature happening. They kidnap people and they take away, let's say, children. Even there is a news that somebody told me at Kota Ebene, when you get to Opobo Junction, that a lady who entered Keke was kidnapped, and I do not know what they did to her, and she fell asleep. So she was taken to a place where she found out other ladies that they were up to 10 bundled in a room. So every day, every morning, she comes back. So she narrated her story and told the person that is a young lady that was in charge of them. So she narrated her story and told her that she's the only child, that she should try everything money possible to let her go. So the girl spent about 3 days without eating anything. This thing I'm telling to you now happened at Azikiwe Junction in Aba, and she found herself at Wasso Bakrio when you are going to Ekote.
My God.
So many things are happening here, and it's only God that will save us.
Not God, we're going to save ourselves. God has left us.
Yes,
he has gone.
So bad, but then, I felt so bad, and I think we are somehow immune to the news. Even here in Atamaponthea, in Isi Alangwa, so somebody cut off her father's head. Though that one was at the end of the day, they said he is mad, but they said Senate wasn't suggesting that he was at the marketplace.
We are losing you. We are losing you. And we are grateful for that piece of news. People killing their father now is no longer news, because the Bible said it. Chukwu Abiyama said so. I will visit your children with iniquity. All the things you did. Now it is happening. And Hausa Fulani people are in our territory. No wonder we are praying. And Chukwu Abiyama is not, of course, he listens to our prayers on Radio Biafra, because our hands are clean. And he knows you're pursuing Biafra. That's why we said that only Biafra can save you. Without Biafra, you are all finished. You go back home, you bring out your parents if you're living abroad. If you're living at home, you are finished. You are finished. If one thing doesn't get you, the other will. Go ahead, Iketuku, are you with me? Can you hear me? Iketuku, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Director, good evening. I can hear you. Can you hear me, please?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, go ahead. You are in Biafra land.
Hear me, please.
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. So is the whole world. Please go ahead.
Yes, okay, thank you very much. I'm having some wishes with Facebook.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. I want to bring greetings from Biafra land, from the headquarters here, Biafra office in Biafra land, to all Biafrans wherever you are, and to our friends who are scattered all.
Yes. Can you hear me? It is gone. He was trying to call us via Facebook, but it is gone. It is no longer possible to hold. He is no longer able to speak to us. This is Radio Biafra. We hope that everything is going to be clear and better with time. We are in Africa, so our transmission is fluctuating sometimes. Our signal and output going from this very studio is perfectly fine, but the quality of the calls coming over, of course, that is why it's Africa. Coming over the internet is not very strong at all. But at least it can hold. Going out can hold, which is very good. We have a caller on Viber. Can you hear me? The caller on Viber, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Amazing. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. I can't understand what is going on. Karamonde, can you hear me? Karamonde, can you hear me? I don't understand. Karamonde, can you hear me? No, they can't hear me. They cannot hear me for some reason. I do not know what is happening. Their lines are not holding up as I would expect it to. So, I don't know what is happening. I will try and see. But I don't see any problems here, so I can't understand what exactly is going on. But hopefully all this will be rectified, or it will rectify itself, if that is possible. This is Radio Biafra. And once again, our lines are open. You can come to us through Viber. If your line is not strong enough, please, we suggest that you don't bother calling us, because it's quite embarrassing. To be saying to people, hello, 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 and nobody saying anything. That means that your connection is not strong enough. We have one now on Viber. Can this person hear me? No.
Hello, Director. Good morning.
Good morning. Have you been hearing me all this while?
Hello, Director. Good morning.
Good morning. Please, what is your name?
Yes, I was hearing you all.
But why weren't you saying anything?
From Taiwan.
But you were not saying anything. That is what worries me. When I speak and people, they are there, but they're waiting to hear their voice from the system. That is what drives me mad. I don't like it.
Sorry. I was saying hello, but I would not hear you at the initial time.
Okay. Because I wasn't hearing your own hello.
Later.
Okay. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. I'm sorry for that.
No problem.
Please, Director. Good morning from... Yes, I have a comment to make, because I'm getting very, very upset and fed up of all this. I don't know, is Bilie people and the Hanes and Igbo, are they not listening to Radio Biafra's voice?
They are. They are supposed to. They are part of the government. They are part of the government. So how do you, they are part of the criminal setup. So what do you want them to do? So I can't do anything now.
How can they say like people is dying? So director, my point now is, if possible, because they cannot answer us because of the money they are making from the dead and blood of our people. We have to help ourselves. If possible, all of us, the Biafrans, who love this struggle, and all of us that we need to be free, if we can, because we Biafrans go to Yoruba Church and make donations of money, giving them millions. We can also call Radio Biafra and make such donation with our name and everything, and raise much money and go home to fight. We can keep begging people, and some people are not listening to you. You are not sleeping. You're working very hard every day. We can't continue like this. Our people are dying. You are here begging us every day. We are human beings. We can make contributions. Anybody who knows that they love Biafra, if possible, let us be calling on Radio Biafra. And we make it open. One by one. Because we're waiting for countries, and people are not responding. Some people are being fed up. Some people are so heartless. They can't even hear that our people is dying. They can't understand that we already been destroyed by... Also, we need to get Biafra as quick as we can. As quick as possible. If we can call on this radio, as much as we are giving money to the church that is not doing anything for us.
Exactly.
We can call on Radio Biafra and give our money. We can call and make, how much can you give? Call Radio Biafra and set it open. Nobody can deny this. So that we move faster. Our people are so heartless. How can people not reason? How can people not listen? You walk 24 hours of the day because of Biafrans. We are all Biafrans. Let us help ourselves. How about that guy who, what is his name, from United States, Jirika, who was the American International or whatever. Why not? Don't he listen to this news? Are they not hearing what is happening in our land? Are we human beings or we are animals? What is going on? How can people be dying like this? And we are keeping quiet. Are we not men?
No, we are not. Unfortunately, we are not. We may look like men, but some of us are not men. They look like men. You see them, some of them wear suits. And they have wives and children. But it doesn't mean that we are actually men, you see. Because what makes you a man is when you see evil being done against your way of life and you rise up against it. That is what makes you a man. Otherwise, you are just a mouse. You are a weasel. They will go to the Yoruba churches on Sunday and make Yoruba churches richer. They will make Yoruba churches more powerful, making Yoruba people even lord over them. That will make it possible for Yoruba man to come and take an Igbo girl and take to Burkina Faso to go and be doing prostitution for them and giving them money. Can you believe such rubbish? Such nonsense happening in our lifetime. And people call themselves men, they are Igbo men. I have said it before, that word Igbo. If anybody can tell me anywhere people have gathered before under the banner Igbo and done anything good, please tell me, because I've never seen. It's a cursed name, and in everything we are doing at the moment, it is quite evident that Chukwu Abiyama is no longer with us. Chukwu Abiyama is not with us. Once you're answering Igbo, Chukwu Abiyama cannot be with you. You are finished. Let us see if we can get Karamonde. Karamonde, can you hear me? Karamonde.
Hey, director, can you hear me very well?
I can hear you now. Please go ahead. Whilst we ask the caller on Skype to stay where they are, please go ahead.
Hello, good evening. Good evening to Breffins Worldwide. This is Karamonde in London. Good evening. I was listening to you saying about the elderly and how in your culture you would be looking after them, and that's the way that you want to go back to them. And it struck me recently, I was looking at the hospitals, and if you pay deposit and you can't finish paying the balance in the hospitals, you have to work off their balance. When they called the people that were working off their balance, sweeping the floors, taking the trash, they were your elderly. That's where your elderly are. When they're getting sick with old age and they're having to go into hospital, they can't afford to pay their bills. They can't finish paying their bills, so they're there working it off. You talk about, it's a shame. All these people that are phoning in, crashing these lines, you can't get on. You've got the thousands of people on Facebook, and yet nobody, and yet half of these people are not doing anything. What are they doing? They're not able to do anything. You talk about churches. You go into church and pay your tithes. What's your tithe for? If you're believing in Bible, if you're believing in whatever, everybody knows you look after your kin. You look after your family. So who's looking after these old age ladies that are in the hospital sweeping the floor and picking up the rubbish for months on end? And they're so old they can hardly walk. That's what they're there. That's what your government has them doing. Because you haven't overstopped that. Because on the 31st of December, Nigeria ended. Just because they took away your name doesn't mean that you're not Biafran. If you have Biafran blood in you and you are anywhere in the world, you are still Biafran. Whether you are not in Biafra land or you're outside of Biafra land, if you have Biafran blood in you, you are still Biafran. Therefore, you have a right to help your kin. Anybody who is not helping their kin really needs to slap themselves and give themselves a wake-up call. When you're hearing all these things, Boko Haram in Biafra land, they've gone into Cross Rivers. They say, who was it who posted, oh, we should take hold of the oil? Well, sorry, Boko Haram has just moved in there because they're going to take over it. Because they're people, they're funding themselves. They're not talking, they're funding. Because they know what they want and they're going to come and they're going to take the lot of you. And I'm here crying and screaming and worrying and none and half of you don't give a shit. It's time to wake up. And because my mum, she wasn't a religious person as such, even though she was married to a very religious man. She wasn't religious as such. But every year, she took 15% of her salary and gave it away. Because that's what you do. You help others. And right now, you need to help others. No matter who you are, where you are in the world, you need to start picking up. It's depressing me. Sorry, director. I'm kicking off today. That's probably why God's not been letting me to get through, because I'm really upset because things have got to change. I'm here screaming at people and people are just like, oh, it's okay. God will come and save us. No, God's opened the window of opportunity. It's called Radio Biafra. And it's time you all got through that window. That's me for now. Bye.
Thank you very much for that. Very short and sweet and direct to the point. That is what is wrong with us as a people. This same attitude was why it was easy for Europeans, only about thing, there weren't even up to 10 that came and conquered over 20 million people. This same attitude, not being able to plan in advance. It was this same attitude that led our people to go to the plantations of America to go and work when no other race would do it. No other race on earth would do it. To go and be working for a fellow human being, he must be mad. But we did it. We served them with every ounce of loyalty in our blood. What did we get in return? Absolutely nothing. We even came out more stupid than we went in before. But only this time around, we are wearing a tie and going to an office and saying, oh, we are free and we are liberated. All rubbish. All nonsense. I don't know what came over us. And I ask you quite remember sometimes, if these people are like this, why did you make me a part of them? I can't understand why men don't have shame and honor. I can't begin to understand why black men have no honor and shame. If they beat your son at school, I mean, they are racist. God will intervene. Hi, dear Lord, this is UG. Give us your name and where you are. We have somebody.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me? Your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead.
I'm talking to Odogundi Igbo, Zito.
What is your name?
I am calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. What is your real name? Odogundi Igbo is not a name.
Odogundi Igbo. I am calling from Malaysia.
What is your real name? Hello? The line has gone. Can you hear me? What's your real name?
Zito Austin.
That's better.
Zito Austin.
That's better. Go ahead.
Okay, the first thing I want to do is I want to ask question.
Yes, you're free to ask
Radio
question.
Biafra, are they not speaking Biafra language?
Which Biafran language are you talking about? How many languages are there in Biafra? Can you hear me?
Now, is there, Yes, I'm hearing you. We know that
you are listening to your system. You move away from your system so we can speak via Skype where you are on. How many languages do you have in Biafra land? How many languages?
All right, sir.
I asked you a question. How many languages do we have in Biafra land, please? How many languages?
All right, sir.
No.
All right, sir.
You're not following me. You are busy listening to your own voice, our people. Hey, dear Lord, I hope it wasn't this particular set of people that found that fought the war in 67-70, my dear Lord. How was that would have overrun us in a matter of 24 hours? We are alive and they have come. Before that very generation we are going to honor on the 30th of May, chase them all the way to Ore. Today we are sitting down quietly and Hausa has come to Ogoja. And people are still talking all manner of crap. On Sunday, you go and clap and say hallelujah to Yoruba pastor. That is how stupid you are. As you're sitting or kneeling in front of this Yoruba pastor, I ask you, Abiyama, to strike you dead. Because you must be a very big fool. A very big, pathetic, wretched fool to go to Yoruba man to pray for you. You must be an idiot. I don't know. Do we have a caller on Skype, please? Can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype. Can this caller hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, director, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, director, I'm calling from Germany, Stuttgart. I'm Mr. Onuzurike.
Onuzurike, yes.
Onuzurike.
Yes, I know Onuzurike. I know your name is Onuzurike. Please go ahead.
Yeah, director, good evening, please.
Good evening.
Yeah, director, I don't want to thank you because this thanking. It's
wasting our time. People should contribute to the struggle and stop thanking me.
Yeah. So what I want to say tonight is about I heard you yesterday. You are very annoyed, and it's okay. I understand your situation. It's not easy what you are doing. I want to comment on the about the people in Germany or in my area here, Stuttgart. You know, sometimes when I listen to you, you used to say, we are the people who always like autonomous. In fact, autonomous is on us, the Igbo people. So for this aspect, I want to suggest that because we need money for this struggle, that is main purpose. That is what everybody is lamenting. We are not talking about what is happening in Nigeria or money. This is what we need. So for this reason, I want to suggest we should make this contribution issue as regional autonomous something. If any city, I don't know other country, I'm just speaking on behalf of Germany, because you expected much from us, and it's not really working the way you think about it. So what I do advise is that we divide this central so that we can doing in regional. If we are 10 or 5, we contribute our money and send it direct to London. And number two, there is one thing I find about our people.
Yes. Onuzurike, can you hear me? No, the lines are not holding up. That is Africa for you. The lines are not holding up for whatever reason. But I don't know if Barrister's line is holding up. I don't know if his line is as steady or as I expect it to be, because it's a very special test line on something to see if that is the way we are going to go. So, Barrister, can you hear me? No. Not Barrister either. He can't hear me. And now they are calling. And they are calling and they are calling. I don't understand it. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, I can hear you. My name is Steve Obialo. I'm calling from Copenhagen, Denmark.
From Denmark, please go ahead.
Today is my first day of listening to this radio. I must say thank you very much. I would like to know how I can contribute and where people I can meet over here.
Are you on Facebook? Are you on Facebook? Can you hear me? This line is not holding up at all. It is not holding up. Please, we do apologize. If you're cut off mid-sentence, we do apologize because we are obviously having difficulties with our systems here. We are looking to rectify it to be better. It was a bit okay the other day, but now it's gone funny again. The caller on the coordinator's line, can you hear me? We have a caller on the coordinator's line. Can you hear me? No, they are not listening.
Hello, Director. I'm Mr. Onuzurike.
Yes, Onuzurike, go ahead. I heard somebody else. His name is Chinaka. But they're not listening. Please go ahead.
Can you hear me, Director?
I can hear you loud and clear. Please, loud and clear. Please proceed. Yes, I can hear you. Onuzurike, okay, can you hear me?
What I want to say is we pay that.
Onuzurike, can you hear me? No, it's not going well at all. It's not going well. It's not going well. The systems are not holding up. The connection, that is Africa for you. And you see them do all these, their wonderful, flashy advertisements. Oh, this is happening, that is happening. This is it. This is Africa for you. People don't know what we had to press our technology to be able to sustain what we are doing. This is pathetic, to be honest. No wonder this continent is very poor and it cannot come out of its cycle of decay, depravity and poverty unless Biafra comes to stay. Only Biafra can save people. Only Biafra can save all of us. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? No, they can't hear me. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? I can't hear them. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, your name and where you're calling from, if you may.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, good evening, good evening.
I'm Christopher Riago. I'm calling from Austria.
From Austria. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Please go ahead.
Okay. So,
no. Something is fundamentally wrong. Something is fundamentally wrong with our systems. They cannot sustain the volume of calls coming in. They can't sustain it. I don't know if the caller can hear me. The caller on the coordinator's line, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know why and how we are going to be able to resolve this very issue. But it is still... Let us go to Viber. I think Viber will be better. I think. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, your name please and where you're calling from. Yes.
This is Ogome Ebunam. I'm calling from Indonesia.
Ogome Ebunam, thank you very much. It's a very good name. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Director, there are some things that every day they continue saying about one particular thing. Every day you continue becoming angry because of this. Me, myself, I am angry also. I think our people always like something that is being said on the air. Maybe somebody will come up and say, yes, I'm giving Radio Biafra 1 million naira. I think if that is what they want, we start doing like that. Let them come out in mass. Here, I have been talking to people. I have been communicating some people. The type of words some of them used to tell me, I don't like it, but I still continue. Some of them turned up. I've gotten more than 10 people here. Some of them came. Some went back because they say that we are going to do this thing with money. We need money to move ahead. But some of them, because of this issue of money, they go back. At the end of the day, they don't have the money again. Okay, I was preaching to one boy one day. The boy looked at how I was looking. You know, because that day I was on camouflage because we were coming from the meeting. So this guy, the way he was talking to me, as if maybe I don't know anything I'm doing in the country, or maybe I don't have work to do. But I tell him, well, if it is how you feel about it, we are sitting here. When we want to go, we will know how we will go. Are you not going to go with your legs? And why are you discussing this type of useless thing here? Why don't you come and support this thing and forget about what you are and whom you are? I told him, listen to Radio Biafra. You will listen and you will hear intellectuals talking. You will hear people on people that has power, people that are well educated talking. Does it mean that we are not talking the real fact? It is a real fact we are talking about. And we are talking about our own private independence, something that will profit everybody. I told him, listen, man, if Biafra after Biafra come, I die, I will accept it. I wouldn't hesitate it. So far, this Biafra, this is a movement that we all are waiting for. We have been waiting for this privilege for a long time, and now we have met somebody like you, director, who is giving us everything. Is being as known about you have been showing us evidence of what you have been doing there. All the money we've been contributing, you have been showing us how all those money are going. So why, I don't know why people are still slacking behind. I think some people are going back because they are ashamed to announce themselves Biafra. Some are afraid because they don't want to fight. But I told them that in my own understanding about this movement, you have three things to donate for Biafra: your brain, your money, or your service. Show us one of these things, Biafra will move. I told him that this is a decision that we, Biafra, has taken because God has given us the authority. He has given us everything to operate. Sorry, Director, I didn't say where I come from. I'm from Anambra State and from Oraoku in Idemili local government.
Idemili, yes, okay.
Thank you, Director. We are very, very in support of you. The year of that way, this cat and Jacob will always be with you. You shall not fail. None of your food shall be snacked on the ground. You are going to lead us because I told them that Moses has come and go, which is the general, that you are the Joshua who is going to cross us through the river, that we, the children of Biafra, must cross the river and get Biafra through you.
He said, thank you very much, my dear brother. It seems to me that from Indonesia, the viber line is holding. So sometimes it depends on the strength of the network you're using to call. Please, that our viber line is actually working. It is working very well, as evidenced by that call from Indonesia. We have somebody on the coordinator's line again on Skype. Can you hear me? We have somebody there. This very person has been calling for a few days now, but they never say anything. I'm not sure it's their fault. Maybe their system is not geared to handle things the way it should be. This is Radio Biafra. Let us see who else is there. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they can't. Then that goes to show that indeed there is a problem somewhere, because yesterday we were approximately standing at 10 minutes to 9 p.m. in London, 10 minutes to 9 p.m. also in Biafra land, where we come from. Wherever you are, once again, we are welcoming you to almost all our new listeners. You must also do the same thing and go to other people and tell them this is Radio Biafra. Your ears are not deceiving you. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Can this caller hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I can see pictures.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Director, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Okay, I am calling you from Spain, precisely Valencia. I am Emmanuel Chinaka Wandike.
Yes.
The coordinator for Valencia.
Yes, go ahead.
Sir, I will want to use this opportunity to announce our meeting that will be coming up tomorrow by 6 p.m. at Wanyimba North Bar. Please, I'm begging with all my members, all the family members.
No. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Please, your name and where you're calling from. You did call us, we missed your call, and then we called you back. Please, go ahead.
Yeah,
My name is Uchemna Obuji. I'm calling from Sweden.
From Sweden. You're welcome to Radio Biafra Worldwide live transmission. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. Over 5 million people. Please proceed.
Yeah, Director, what I want to say, though, I thank you for the effort trying to coordinate all the Igbos, all the Biafran's youth worldwide. And based on the news you read this evening, I was so surprised to hear that even in my state, the so-called Malam governor, or Malam Rochas, is a kind of having a business to do with the Fulanis. Here again, I noticed the news in Imo State. It was like land work or risk arrest, Rochas or Kroja test unemployed youth. What does that supposed to mean? That all the unemployed youth, if they are not working, that they are facing the risk of arrest.
Of course.
Where are those jobs created? That is my question. And are we going to keep quiet to watch this man humiliate all the youth in Imo State and even the Biafran land?
Yes, he will succeed because, you see, the same thing that gave Hausa Fulani people the strength and the boldness to land at Ogoja. You see, Hausa people have sussed us out. They know that we cannot come together as a people because in our history, we have never, the only people to come together to plan anything is our women, not our men. The only time we tried to do something was between 67 and 70, but we started the plan very, very late. It is something in our nature that predisposes us to keep waiting, prevaricate, and wait until it's too late. It is some is a disease of the Igbo man. That is why the Igbo man is very weak. Very, very weak. Individually, they are very brilliant. As a single person, they are very strong. The strength of the Caucasian race of Western Europe is that collectively they are very strong. That's why they can go and conquer nations and come back. But our own people, if they make you a manager in your office, you think you have arrived, you have conquered everybody. But it's only you. One day they can come to work and sack you, and you'll be gone. And then you start crying again. But as a people, if you own a factory or an industry, even if you replace the head, you replace the same person with somebody else from where you come from. Very simple. Yeah. It's very simple. Sometimes I wonder the school people went to. Is it not the same school that I went to that people actually went to go and study? Why can't they see all these things that I can see? That the editorial board of Radio Biafra can see, that the executive council of the indigenous people of Biafra can see, and for all those committed Biafrans serving their country under the various coordinatorships around the world, why can't people reason? That was the first thing I was taught when I went to study.
Yeah, and again, Director, if you look into the news you read critically, you find out the root of all these evil things are from this the same state, Imo. Because when I understand the news you read about a 30-year-old man beheaded his father, according to his uncle, this same guy has been in this same state, Imo State, for a very long time before he visited his father. And why is that all these evil things are happening in this Imo, everything? And if you find out the news again you read about an Igbo girl being sent to Burkina Faso, that name seems to be from Imo State. Why everything is happening in Imo State? And I was like, why was it because of the cause in Imo State, or does it mean that Chukwu Abiyama has caused Imo State already?
No, other places are worse. You have to come to Abia State. Started the baby factory, you see, the selling of babies. It started in Abia State. Abia State is the capital of the originators of baby factory. But it spread everywhere. The blanket of curse on our people. You see, when we were growing up, I don't know, do people actually spend 1 hour a day thinking? Don't do anything. Just spend 1 hour and reflect on your life and who you are as a person or as a family or as a people. A lot of things will be revealed to you. Only 1 hour a day. Do you know, my dear brother, that we used to say na asionya was otrobogboko yasike ahonanya. I don't know, we were talking about ourselves. We are the only people that you will tell them that this thing is happening, look at it, it's happening. They will tell you, no, I don't believe you until I see it. the same thing we accuse Hausa people of. What I'm asking Chukwu Abiyama is, why is it that Igbo men are not forward thinking? They cannot plan 4 months in ahead. Why is that? Our women can do it very, very well. That was why they rioted in 1915, the Ogu riots. In 29, in Aba, they did the same thing. Even today, they are the only ones to confront Okorocha in Imo State. They did the same thing in 1947, the coal riots in Enugu, when their men were sacked. Can you believe that Igbo men were sacked at Enugu coal mine? They went on strike. They couldn't do anything. It was their women that went and rioted on their behalf. So it's in the nature of an Igbo man not to plan two simple 2 weeks ahead. The day now that Hausa people will march over there, you see them start running around, let us organize and go and fight. And by then it's too late. You go and fight and they crush you. Those of them that will survive will go and join Hausa party later on. And then you'll be finished as a race. And then rightfully so, Chukwu Abiyama will descend on you and clean you out of the earth. Because most of us are occupying space. Our stupidity is astonishing. We are just, let us critically appraise ourselves. Look at yourself as an Igbo person and say, what have I done? What contribution have I? You call yourself an Igbo man or an Igbo woman, and then you go to Yoruba church. I respect our people from the our Ibibio cousins and Efik. I like them. At least they have their own. I haven't seen many of them going to Yoruba churches. It's always Igbo people that go to Yoruba churches and go and disgrace themselves. You kneel down before a Yoruba pastor to put hand on your head. That is how they place cross on your head. That is why in your place you can't stay there. That is kidnapping and child trafficking. People are being killed left, right, and center. Boko Haram is killing you in the north. Yorubas are deporting you from the west. You are killing yourselves in the village. And people still think, God loves us. You must be mad. God doesn't love you. The glory of God has departed from you. Only you can resurrect that. Only you can bring back the glory of God. The glory of God can only come to our people through Biafra. Anything else is babash, rubbish. Quote me anywhere. They are wasting their time. Okay.
Yeah, the director. Yeah, I strongly believe on that faith. Hanemenefu for sure. And here again in Sweden, like my friend I met some weeks ago, some days ago, he was like telling me there is a movement that will be heard soon, maybe it's next month, May, whatever. I was like, what are the way forward now? What are we obliged to do in order to achieve like the massive number of youth? If we can start it from here, what are we obliged to do and what are the way forward?
Is to bring people out on the 30th of May. 30th of May, only next month. 30th of May, next month, to bring people out. Somebody told me before that those that will save Biafra land, that they are there, working very hard as we do all the time, selflessly, working very, very hard for our country. How many people? You have some morons who are at Confab. Have anybody at the Confab mentioned the people that we are killed unjustly? One of the people responsible for killing us is also at the Confab representing us. And people think that God will bless us as a people. Do people seriously think that Chukwu Abiyama is crazy like them? Igbo people actually think that God is mad like they are. Are you telling me that God will forgive you for allowing somebody that killed you to go and represent you at the Confab? Is that what we seriously think?
It's not possible.
I don't know. I don't know. Our people are a bit strange. They are a bit strange. Sometimes I wonder what type of creature made some of us, to be honest with you. They don't understand. The reason why we put it on record is that when you are overrun by Hausa people, the same thing I said to Ken Sarawiwa is what I would say to you. You people are daft. I'll make it very clear. The same way, I don't know, I didn't cry when Ken Sarawiwa was dead. I was very, very happy. Because he was an evil man. But you know them in Africa. Oh, he's a human rights. Which human rights did he campaign for? He was an evil person. Taking properties that did not belong to him. His house was ZCOB's house, not his own. The same fate shall befall Igbo people unless they go to Biafra. They need Biafra more than Biafra needs them. And my prayer to Chukwu Abiyama is that out of anger, he should not destroy this very useless race, the ones existing now. Because if we are human beings, we will not allow Omar Sanda to go to Abuja to represent us, no matter what happens as a result of stopping him. He shouldn't be there. Ikenwachukwu should not be in Abuja. Ikenwachukwu going to Abuja is the clearest statement that Igbo people are weak and useless. Only Biafra can save those of them, very few of us, that will worship you and leave Yoruba pastors. Yoruba pastors, they bring curse upon you. That is why you cannot go back to where you come from. They place curse upon you. That is why your daughters sell their children. They place curse upon you. That is why your young men kill their fathers. They place their curse upon you. That is why kidnappers brazenly kidnap children in the middle of the afternoon. Because the glory and protection of the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiyama, has departed from you. It happened in the Bible. When the glory of God left Israel, Ichabod was born. Right now, there are not Ichabods being born again, because even if you give birth to Ichabod, they'll kidnap the child and sell the baby. That is how bad things are. The glory of God has left Igbo nation. The glory of God has left Biafra as a whole. God is not there anymore. That is why they are wandering all over the world. If you go to India, we are there. You go to Cambodia, we are there. You go to Vietnam, we are there. You go to New Zealand, you go to Japan, you go to Australia. You go to Czech Republic, you go to Ukraine, you go to Russia. Even if you go to Crimea, we are there. Anywhere you go to Italy, to Spain, any country of the world, we are there. Are we normal? Which other people, we are scattered the way we are scattered all over the world? Only the Israelites. Why we are they scattered? Because God sent the army of Babylon to destroy his own temple. Because the people presiding over his affairs, we are sinful. He said, I will destroy this very place. You people are bad. Come on, go into exile. And they did for 2,000 years. And Hitler killed 6 million of them before they realized they came from somewhere and ran back. But you know one thing with our own? Chukwu Abiyama will destroy us completely. There will be nowhere to go to. He will wipe us away from the earth. He has done it before. He will do it again. People will hear our story if we don't take time. We will be wiped away from the face of the earth. But the idiots in New York, the idiots in London, the idiots in Paris, the fools all over the world thinking they have sense because they can go to work and send Western Union back home every Saturday, they will be laughing and saying, no, it's not possible. I have a job. That is how stupid they are. They don't understand. We are here to save them from themselves. And my prayer is to Chukwu Abiyama, please, give us men. Give us Biafran men, not Igbo men. I don't work with Igbo men. They are weak and very corrupt. I work with Biafrans. Anytime you see a Biafran, you will know they are very upright. Anything they tell you is correct. Give us Biafrans and we'll go and get you Biafra. Not Igbo men. You give us Igbo men, you sabotage us. Any 2 days, they will run to the enemy. And go and look for the crumbs they will get. They're in Abuja attending confab that none of them has ever spoken. Not one single of them. Not one soul has stood up to say something meaningful. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much. You people should come out on that day to demonstrate. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. People keep calling. I don't know if they can hear me. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me, please? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? My goodness me. Can you hear me, the caller?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
I can hear you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. I can hear you very well.
Yeah, my name is Emmanuel Anne.
Yes, Emmanuel. Go ahead.
My name is Emmanuel Anne. I'm calling from Denmark.
From Denmark. Please go ahead. Go ahead. I can hear you.
Yeah. Somebody just called Alan maybe 10 minutes ago.
Yes.
He said he's calling from Denmark.
Yes.
So please, I want to give my number because people in Denmark, I don't know. Like now, whenever you are speaking, it's like I'm having heart attack. My body, I don't know. I'm so. I have speak how I can. I have tried my best to make sure I confuse these people. many people now, I noticed that many people were having meeting together. Not only people from Denmark, they are coming from Italy, Spain, many countries, they are coming to look for work. All of them, they are here coming for the meeting. And the real people that have work here, all these people that are making me crazy. Some of them look at me and think that I'm just stupid, I don't have any work to do or anything. But I can tell them, where I'm working, they cannot even be able to work there. I'm better than them 100 times, but they think that I'm stupid. But I'm not stupid. I'm just somebody that wants equal for everyone. When you come to Denmark, try to join Biafra so that we can make things to happen. Now, you people think that I'm foolish, leave my work, do everything and come.
Yes. Emmanuel, can you hear me?
You people, you think that as I'm calling you, that maybe I don't have anything doing. Yeah, director.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
I can hear you.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I can hear you, director.
Yes, go ahead. There's a delay in the time in the transmission. Go ahead.
I can hear you.
Yes, Emmanuel. Then go ahead. Go ahead. No, there is a very serious delay because we are in Africa. We are in Africa. Hi, this continent, dear Lord. We are in Africa. No wonder people are poor. Basic infrastructure does not exist. Basic. Yesterday was a miracle that we managed to get through. Yes, can you hear me? Ikechukwu, can you hear me? Ikechukwu, can you hear me? No, it's gone. It's bleeping like somebody who's in outer space. And that is where this continent belongs, to be honest, in outer space. Nothing seems to work. This place defies the law of, or the laws of logic, common sense and science. It doesn't work here because of the mindset of the people. If you come to us through Viber, if you are unable to take your call, then we shall try to call you back. We'll try and call you back. That is what we are seeking to do. If you call us and you can't get through, we'll then try and call you back. But please, when we take your call, you give us your name and where you are. Can you hear me? No. They have gone. Let's try again. Anybody that knows the sound of Viber will know that is the way it rings. Can you hear me? The caller on Viber. Hello? Can you hear me? Yes, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Can
Hello?
You? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, director.
Thank you. Please, go ahead.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Then go ahead and give us your name and where you are.
Hello, director.
Yes.
Okay, director, this is Anoku Nicholas. I formerly lived in Malaysia, but last night I came back to the zoo.
You're in the zoo right now. Okay. Please.
Yeah, the heart of the zoo. I'm in Lagos.
You're in the heart of darkness itself.
And I've been mobilized. Yes, director, I'm the heart of the darkness.
Go ahead.
You know, like the previous caller said, he's trying to mobilize people and they think that he's a fool. That's what I've been doing in Malaysia, Florida, Damansara, where I live. They thought maybe I'm not serious. I told them that I'm going home to make sure that Biafra comes. I'm in Lagos. I'm trying to mobilize people. There's a lot of people, you know, our people, they're always in a bar. I'm in a bar. They are listening to Radio Biafra. Yes. There's a lawyer. Yes, director. You know me. I'm serious about
that. I know you are.
Lawyer I met here. He wants to talk to you.
Okay. Give him the phone.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Okay, my brother, good evening.
Good evening.
Kekime.
Anyedema, thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra, worldwide live transmission. This is Radio Biafra. Yes.
You guys are really my friend. I'm assuming that I want to call him to everything so I can see how with that awareness is wonderful.
Yes, it is.
I want to identify with you guys because it's the right thing.
Yes.
In our country. You know?
Yes.
It's unimaginable.
It is.
You guys are so wonderful, my brother. You guys are so wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. You work closely with our brother who is there with you. Work with him.
Thank you.
Work with him. Work with him. And you see what we'll do. Work with him.
Solid. Yes, I do work with him.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Do that truly and truly.
Thank you very much. And God bless you. Thank you.
No, thank you. One name.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
We must actualize our dream.
He said,
we are not bad people. I don't understand.
No, we are not.
What else will you do in any manner?
No.
You know, what actually, we're Belugo Belu.
That is correct.
Disturbing people.
We are.
The irony of it is that EJ East, even foreigners in the East, they enjoy East more than we are, we the indigenous even.
Yes, that is true.
You know, they enjoy East more than we the indigenous.
That is correct.
I can't tell you why, because we are nice people.
Yes, I know.
Look, it's heartbreaking, let me not lie to you.
Yes, it is.
It's heartbreaking.
It is.
You know, I took some of my friends, Yoruba friends, to my village. Can I tell you what?
Go ahead.
My aunt, an old woman that doesn't have anything, has to enter her house to bring out a bottle of wine. I don't know how long she has had that wine in her house.
You see?
To give to my friend, a Yoruba man.
My goodness. That shows the people we are. That shows who we are, of course. You people should try very hard to support what we are doing. Try and support it.
Come on.
Yes, try and support it. We welcome that. He said, thank you very much and God bless you.
The guy came back to me and was telling people. The way he came back and was telling people. You know, saying that he went to my village, see what happened. See, and look, we are not bad people. People are not bad people. I brought your mother.
No, we are not bad people. We are just complacent. We are very, very complacent and laid back.
People.
No, we are not. We never said we are bad people, no. It's just that Satan has come in. Through Rocha, Sokolacha, and the rest of them. Devil is now with us. And that is why you see evil things happening. In the reign of Lucifer, very many evil things shall happen. That is what is happening because evil men are in charge. When Mbakwe was in charge, such nonsense was not happening. When Michael Okpara was in charge, such rubbish was not happening. Now that evil men are in complete control, they brought down the throne of Lucifer into our midst, and our people are now killing and eating their own fathers. Can you believe that? Oh, dear Lord. I don't know if we have somebody on the line. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Somebody is on the line and they're speaking somewhere else. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Are you talking to me directly?
I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Are you talking to me, director?
I am talking to you. I have said it about four times already. At this point in time, I have a very special announcement to make. I am sadly reporting this evening that our coordinator for Ireland, who has been doing exceptionally well, both as an individual and as the coordinator for the whole of Ireland, Isaiah Oba lost the mother today. This afternoon, Isaiah Oba is our coordinator in Ireland. He is part of the family. He is one of us. He is one of us. He lost the mother today. Isaiah did. So our heart, our thought, everything that we have within us goes out to him. We are commiserating with him. He is in our thoughts and in our prayers, and he must accept our deepest and most profound condolences at the loss of his mother. We are truly sorry to hear this very news, and we are with him always. People must please send him goodwill messages, please, because Isaiah Oba, he's on Facebook. Isaiah Oba is one of us. Isaiah Oba has never let us down. He is our coordinator for the whole of Ireland. Isaiah Oba lost the mother earlier today, and our hearts goes to him and his family at this point in time. They hosted me excellently well. They hosted the whole of Biafra by virtue of the fact that they had me in their midst for very many days in Dublin. In fact, in the whole of Ireland, starting from Cork to Waterford and then to Dublin, Isaiah Oba did exceedingly well. He is in our thoughts and in our prayers. And on behalf of the entirety of the Biafrans all over the world, we are asking him to take heart at this very point in time. You must please make contact with Azai Oba and commiserate with him. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are still going. If you call us and you can't get through to us via Viber, we shall endeavor to call you back. Let us go to the line and see who is there. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. Can you hear me? No. They are there.
Hello?
Yes. Your name and where you are. No, maybe it's the line. Maybe the line is playing up because it's never been this bad before. It's never been this bad before. Yes, can you hear me? Yes. Yes, my brother.
Yeah, this is Anokru Nicholas from Lagos, Nigeria.
Yes.
The zoo.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, you know the zoo, the network is always crazy.
I know it is. I know it is, yes. Go ahead.
Yeah,
we are listening.
The barista did not finish with you.
Okay.
To continue with the conversation.
Yes, of course. Please put him back on. Put him back on.
My brother.
Yes, please.
As I was telling you, I said I was not really bad people to say per se, you know.
Yes.
Yorubas.
Yes.
Because they are being engineered to do the stupid things they were doing. But ordinarily, an average good Hausa man will tell you, look, he believes in one Nigeria. They are not evil men. But they are being engineered by the superpowers in their neighborhood. They are ogres, the emirs and whatever, to do the crazy things. You know?
Yes.
But Yorubas, by nature, are tribalistic. Everybody knows that.
But
by nature.
Why did you take one home to the village? You took one home to the village. Why? Why did you take that person back to the village?
You know, I thought he was a nice guy. He's a lawyer, my colleague in the office. I said, okay, let's go home and see. When his mother died, I used my Jeep, my X5 BMW Jeep, to convert wine, beer. Even I paid a lot of money to buy beer. I mean, buy beer and wine for them. To his village at Ikperu, before Ikebu. I used my X5 to convert it myself. Can you imagine that? I turned to, will I say, a truck or a van to convert things for him, thinking that he was a nice person. But the guy turned back and stabbed him at the back.
You see? And
my brother, I can't forget that.
And you are in Lagos. So when we tell them about Yoruba people, people don't understand. Have you had the confirmation now? Everybody listening.
They are not.
You see? They are not good people.
You know, as lawyers, we always like want to see that devil, you know, do his worst. So people came to me and said, look, this guy is a nice guy. I was like, don't worry, let me handle him. Let me see how bad he is. And he showed himself. He showed himself. You know? He showed himself. Today is my enemy. We don't even talk. We don't talk.
Yes.
For the past 8-9 years now, we don't talk.
Which church do you go to? Do you go to a Yoruba Pentecostal church? Hello? Do you go to a Yoruba Pentecostal church? Do you go to a church presided over by a Yoruba pastor? The church you go to?
Okay, the church I attend.
Yes, is it Yoruba church?
I can't hear you.
It's because of the network. Do you go to a Yoruba church? Which church do you go to? Is it a Yoruba church?
I can't hear you, my brother.
My goodness. Maybe the line is exceedingly bad. Or he has a Yoruba pastor. I sincerely hope not. Because they are all the same. A snake must give birth to something that is long. It is in their nature. You cannot take it away from them. They are very bad people. Very, very bad people. Very bad. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
This is Prince Darlington Chibike Okolie calling from Senegal, Dakar.
From Dakar in Senegal, I have been asked to ask you this question on air. Are you part of the family in Senegal? Hello?
Hello, hello, Director.
Can you hear me? Are you part of the Biafran family in Senegal?
Yes, I explained this to you before that we started this race here in Dakar. But
I like simple yes or no answer. Are you part of us in Senegal? Yes or no? Hello? The line is not holding
up. Yes, I am. And that is why I'm calling Radio Biafra.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. No, the line is not strong enough. It's not strong enough. Not strong enough. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
This is Chukwuemeka Noriefo calling from Indonesia.
Chukwuemeka Noriefo from Indonesia. Please raise your voice a bit more. Please go ahead.
Okay. Please, our director, please, I want to make a little announcement before I go on with what I want to say. Please.
Go ahead.
Please, all the Biafra in Indonesia, we are having our coming meeting this coming Sunday. This Sunday, 6th of April, 2014. Time is 3 p.m. Our venue is our usual venue. We are used to have our meeting in our street. Director, please, what I want to say this evening is concerning. I don't know how to say it, but I have to say it. It's concerning what you said yesterday concerning the directors. Concerned. I know that Indonesia have not limited their money, our match money. Concerned. And I have to tell the reason why we have not able to limit our monetary due, because I am one of the insider here in Indonesia. And we are having a big problem here in Indonesia. I don't know how to explain it to you, but here in Indonesia we are having a very big problem. Even right now we are trying to register Biafra here in Indonesia, and the legal process which we need, and even the lawyer that we approach, they tell us that we have to pay some of sister for them to help us to register this our meeting in Indonesian government, which we are trying to raise the money. And so, but we, as I'm talking to you, the Afra here in Indonesia, we are not up to 12. Good. We are not up to 12 dedicated ones, not the one that will come when they mention money, they will disappear. I mean, the dedicated one that always attend our meeting and contribute. So our coordinator here, Isaac, his best. As I'm talking to you now, we even owe him money. We the money that we owe Isaac Eze now is not less than 1,000 dollars.
I know that. I know Isaac Eze very well. I know that very, very well. I know what he's been doing. I know that. I know him personally. I do. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I even the last time the money for the transmitter that we send, we still owe him some money because he had to use his money to complete, because some people need to, even we are paying $50. Our monthly contribution will pay, but after paying the $50 is not up to £500. We are not much in number because many people here, they don't want to come out. Some people are afraid. Some people are just I don't know what is wrong with them. Understand? So we are trying our best, understand, because we are not much. Understand? We are trying our best to because now because our last meeting we are contemplating whether to limit our money to Radio Biafra, or should we go ahead to register the indigenous Biafra here in Indonesia. So some people were saying let us register the Biafra first before limiting our money. Some people say we should limit money. Even our coming up rally here in Indonesia, even the police cannot give us permission. they say some people they are requesting for money. Understand? Even the flyer, the polo, and even everything, the banner, the flag. Isaac have to use some of his money to do all these things. Understand? Please, I'm begging on his behalf, please. If you really like Indonesia, or just use because of the Asia between Malaysia and Indonesia, please, I have to beg you to please consider us a little bit. Just give us a little grace, okay? Just give us a little grace. I believe that with time, because last time we have our meeting,
yes,
we still we have some old member that about three old men that distance us.
And yes,
they promised to give us their support. I believe this coming meeting, by grace of God, they may come around, and I believe they can do something. Understand?
Yes.
Please, you have to give us a grace. Okay, we are trying. Isaac is trying. It's not anybody's fault. Only that our people here, they are crazy. Some of them don't like to hear about Biafra. I'm telling the truth. Even some of them believe that even if their people will die, let them die. They don't care. I'm telling you the truth. They don't care about the people in Nigeria, in the zoo, or anywhere they call. They don't care. All they care is how to make their money. If they ask them to come to join to Biafra, they will ask you, are they making money? Are they sharing money there? They will tell them, just come, listen to Radio Biafra. They will say no. They will not listen. Some people will listen. They will tell you that you will not listen again. I'm telling you the truth. So please, you have to give us a grace, okay? Please, I'm begging.
As I said, a lot of people have made representations, and we are not going to make any special exemptions for this very case. I have taken into consideration what you have said. I have also taken into consideration the personal sacrifices of our coordinator in Indonesia, Isaac Eze, what he has been going through personally to make sure that he supports Radio Biafra on his own as a private individual. He's been doing that for some time. Yeah. But we need nationwide coordinatorship for each and every country. We are not asking people not to support individually, but what we're saying is that we need nationwide coordinatorship. Of course, I've taken into account what you have said, and that shall also be considered. And thank you for bravely calling to put that point across. I must go to the barrister. He has rejoined me. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I'm here.
Your line is very crisp and very clean and exceedingly secure. The orders end, because you're a barrister, of course, and we are not. Please go ahead. What do you make of what we've been hearing so far, especially the callers and also the new callers? Even somebody that confirmed from Lagos that Yorubas are bad. He's an Igbo man living in Lagos, and they have dealt with him. He's saying that they are bad. Can you believe that?
Yeah, but Director, what is surprising me is when he says that the Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are good.
No.
They are just taking orders from their top men.
He will change his mind soon. You know, he took Yoruba man home to the village, and the grandmother or the grand aunt brought out a bottle of wine. Of course, we are very hospitable people. We are nice people by nature, and took care of that one. And today the story has changed. So maybe in the future his eyes will once again open, and then he will know that Hausa, Fulani people are indeed exceedingly bad, bloodthirsty people.
But Director, although he said he's not spoken to the Yoruba guy for 8-9 years, but if you give me opportunity, I would rather, irrespective, see, it's like in between two devils. Which one do I choose? I would rather stay with the Yoruba man and keep my eyes open. But when you're close to a Hausa person, they will use you as an example. You'll be the first. They will be killed. Yorubas can, of course, dupe you or confuse you, or they're not reliable. But Hausas are killers. So when this guy is saying that he trusts the Hausas, anyway, as you rightly said, in the next few years he will come and repeat his story. None of them, but if you ask me, I will choose the Yorubas, Director, because the Yorubas, they will hardly kill you. They might rip you off, that is their nature, but for killing, no, they will hardly kill you, Director, but the Hausas easily. They will use you as an example to prove that they believe in their Islamic religion. That you cannot equate. Apart from that, Director, we have, as I said, many of our Biafrans are coming in. But for those who are still reluctant, I will not damn them, but all I will do is to keep encouraging them that our people are dying, and there is no other way that we can bring about the defense of our people rather than to fight back. And fight back we must, whichever way it comes. And of course, director is in charge of that particular area, and all we need is for our people to make their contributions. I've said this before. If you need to put 100 or 200 pounds down for your freedom and for your safety and for the enjoyment of your own life before you die, it's worth it rather than going home and you are being kidnapped or you hear. Sorry to our coordinator in Ireland, in Cork, about the death of his mother.
He's in Dublin. He's the overall Ireland coordinator, Isaiah Oba.
Yes, I join you to say sorry to him. And of course, we will all die one day. All we pray for is just long life, nothing else. Because anything alive must surely die. But we don't pray for our people to be killed, because those who are killing us do not have the right. They are not given the right to kill us. Just like my learned friend was telling you that we are good people. We don't seek to exterminate lives. We don't seek to destroy. Instead, we seek to preserve. We seek to look after. We seek to extend, and we seek to make things better. And that is why we will and we must restore Biafra. Come what may, we will not leave it in the hands of anybody. Director, we are in a quest and nothing can stop us. We will either die in it or we will not go to that country at all. But Biafra belongs to us and we must make sure that we restore it.
Thank you very much.
I'm standing here, Director, because my line is secured.
It is the best line so far. We are going to replicate exactly what we have done with your line with the rest of them.
Yes.
Your line is secure. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you're joining us around the world from, we are welcoming you. Radio Biafra is the largest indigenous broadcaster coming out of sub-Saharan Africa. People are calling, asking us to try and get back to them, and we shall endeavor to do so. There are difficulties. We now know the systems to use and the ones not to use. We are testing all of them out to ensure that our 30th of May broadcast marathon, 24-hour broadcast, is uninterrupted. It will be brought to you by myself. I will anchor it in Biafra land, and Uche Mefo as well will be able to co-host from London. We will be on air live for 24 hours from the midnight of the 30th of May, when we expect our people to perform, when we expect them to come out all around the world to honor the dead, which is why we are behaving like a bunch of deranged people anyway. That is why we are mad. We have lost our minds because we have not remembered those that fought and died for us. Because of that, their spirit is what is troubling us. That is why we get up in the morning and decide we are looking for our father to kill. Something which is not just abominable, but in fact, is just not even worth contemplating in the first place. This is Radio Biafra. Let's try again and see. Do we have somebody on the line? Can you hear me?
Hello, yes, I'll hear you.
Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are?
Okay, director, thank you. My name is Nnamdi Kingsley-Omumere. I'm calling from Vienna, Austria.
From Vienna in Austria. Please go ahead.
Director, thank you for your good work and the audio literal Radio Biafra. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Omumere, can you hear me? No. We have a caller on Viber. This caller, can you hear me? We have a caller on Viber. I am wondering if you can hear me. The caller on Viber.
Hello, can you hear me, director?
I can hear you. I was wondering if you can hear me as well.
I'm hearing you very well.
Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Good evening, director from Switzerland.
Good evening.
My name is Silas Oluchuku Ume.
Yes.
Calling from Switzerland.
Please go ahead.
I'm really happy to hear your voice this evening.
Thank you.
Because the for a while now, I haven't listened to live broadcasting because of some problems I'm encountering with my internet.
Yes.
But I'm happy that I can hear live. I always listen to the old ones.
Okay.
So today's news was very, 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 very stressing to me. I am very, very angry over today's news because we all grow in this village where we see how things are going on. Since when I was child growing up, I never see or hear in my town that somebody killed his father. And not only killing his father and eat the neck. I never grew up in a village where armed robbers are shooting a woman because of a kid, stealing a kid. And let me tell you, things are happening to us that we have to get up and do something. I know Igbo women as a woman that have respect in this life. When I was growing, it's very hard for a Yoruba man to approach an Igbo woman. It's very, very hard. But today we can see how our Igbo girls are giving their body very cheap to Hausa and Yorubas. And it's an abomination before God. I don't know what our people are doing all over Africa, all over Asia, wherever they are. They are just wandering around, just selfish interests, without knowing that their race is really going to be wiped out of this surface if they don't take care of it. And Director, there is something I want to ask you, please.
This form
that we are filling in our various meetings, because there is a form that we fill in our meeting. Please, can you please tell me what this form is all about?
Which form? Which form are you filling? What is the form about? What is the heading of the form? What does it say?
It's a form for indigenous people of Biafra. The form, the name of your compound in Biafra land.
Yes. No. We don't have that type of nonsense. What is the name of your father's compound where you're residing? What sort of form is that? What are we going to do with the information? Is your name and your village and where you come from? What is the name of your this thing?
Yeah, I mean, yes, where you come from, I mean your father's compound.
Yes, now, yes, where you come from. If it is where you come from, then all well and good. Then you tell us where you come from, because we don't want a Hausa person telling us it's a Biafran and registering, do we?
Yeah, good. Because why I'm saying this is that there was a time you were broadcasting and you made mention of, I think it's Georgia or Kosovo, when they were fighting for their own freedom.
Yes.
They give an order that every member of their country living outside country should contribute to this struggle. And those that didn't contribute in the struggle, when they have their freedom, they were stopped to entering the country.
Of course not.
So I'm trying to say that this is the time to put this very law in this struggle. Because I had a meeting. There was a day I went to the Igbo meeting in Switzerland here. And somebody was telling me that we fought before and they fell. And this time around, if we fought, we must fail. So, and this guy is an Igbo guy telling me this thing.
He is not Igbo. His name may be Igbo, but he is not Igbo.
This law that anybody that is not registering to this very, very struggle will not enter Biafran land.
Simple. As simple as that. They know it anyway. They are trying us.
When we come back to the passport, if their name is not found in airport or in our embassy anywhere, they can never enter Biafran land.
That is true. That is very, very true. Don't worry about that.
I am happy also today. I mean, last week. I mean, last month, our last meeting, we now have a coordinator for Zurich Canton and the Bern and the Solothurn.
Yes.
So now we have three cantons that have coordinators.
That's wonderful.
We have Switzerland that really coming up.
That is very good. That is very, very good.
The Biafra and the board of the Radio Biafra will see the achievement of Switzerland. That's all I want to say. And I also encourage those that are listening, because there are many silent listeners that are listening that didn't want to come to the meeting. This is the time that they should come up to fight for their race,
because I don't like what our people are hanging all over the world doing what they're not supposed to do, and our land is full of abomination. They don't know who we are. We are special people. I never see any race like our race in this life. We are very special people. That is all I have to tell our people. And I also tell everybody that is working hardly, the radio, board of the radio, Biafra, Gidikaro Monde, and everyone, Ikechukwu Eniago, those that I mentioned and those that I didn't mention, let them keep on to their struggle, because I know that we are heading to the glory land. We are heading to
our land.
Director, I want to tell you that my father fought for Biafra. My father was the commander. His name is Dominic Okoriume from Isuofia. They know him as Fafame, and those that grew up with him calls him Obantu. And he didn't die. He actually died in 18th February 1988 at UNTH Enugu. He died, but he didn't die in the struggle of Biafra. And I'm telling you that I want to fight for Biafra. And any time that the people are moving home, any year, whenever you need soldiers, put my name. I am ready to fight for Biafra, and I have men down there.
That is very good. That is very, very good. Yes, you are a great, you are a very brave, you are a very brave Biafran. And we welcome what you people are doing in Switzerland. Before, Switzerland wasn't coming up, but now they are. And they're establishing new zones everywhere. We want every national coordinator, those who are with us, to go out and work very hard. This is your job. This is how you're going to support this very effort. Not by gossiping. You put your head down and you work for your country. I believe that Ikechukwu is with me. Is that correct? My goodness. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Please go ahead. You must make this announcement. Go ahead and make it.
Oh, that's very beautiful. Thank you, Director, for giving me this space. My name is Ikechukwu Eniago from Apato, of Umulumbu in Udi of Enugu, Biafra land. And I'm calling in here from Biafra land. From our headquarters, I want to bring greetings to all Biafrans listening in, and especially to our friends who are coming in different countries, who are now individually and even as government understanding the need for Biafra, that we must put all hands on deck to restore our country. I want to thank everybody, and I also want to address our enemies and tell them they will fail, because they failed. If they have not failed, they would have exterminated us. The fact that they killed 3.5 million of us and we are still here stronger than them. The fact that the world ganged up against us and we are still here waxing stronger. Even as their slaves, we are still alive and better than them. There is nothing more they can do for us. There is nothing more they can do to us. And there is nothing more they can do against us. It is for us now, it behoves on all Biafrans now to rise up wherever they are, to do what is needed of them to see that their dignity is restored. I want to thank especially our women in Biafra land, even those in diaspora who have put things together to ensure that things that are needed to be done on the ground have been done and are still being done as of today. I want to encourage all of them and also encourage our youth, our female youth so far. Our young men are coming into this. Our mothers are coming into this. We are looking at our fathers. And we are looking at our young women. If you want to find an answer to why you are the way you are, if you want to find an answer as to why your family is the way it is, if you want to find an answer as to why you are doing things you do not want to do, things you do not want to do, things that are different, things that do not explain who you are, please rush into Biafra. And the place of contact is Radio Biafra. I can report today. People have started calling in for the satellite. A lot of people are requesting for it. And as I'm speaking to you now, there are processes towards installing them to several places. I understand that a lot of people have done so individually. That is beautiful. But if you can't get your hands on it, if you don't know how to go about it, please ensure that you contact any coordinator around you or the coordinator of coordinators to give you the contact to our office in this place. You will be responded to speedily. It is important that you get a message across to everybody. Before I leave, Director, I also want to commend our coordinators, especially those who did everything, especially those who went overboard to respond to call of duty. I also want to appreciate those who were not, for one reason or the other, able to make it up to the appointed date. But all I want to tell every Biafran listening to me now is that it's not everything to be a coordinator. It is a rewarding in the sense that you know your life is totally into service. It is a place of responsibility and accountability in its own rights. Not everybody can coordinate. If you know you cannot coordinate, you can be a public relations officer. It is clear fact that those who did not meet the date are not gifted for coordinating. So please, instead of sitting behind and gossiping, instead of jumping on board the bandwagons of gossipers, instead of going about and doing things that are anemic and at cross purposes to your calling in life, which is the restoration of Biafra, please, I encourage you this very moment to look towards Biafra. There are fertile grounds, there are a lot of things to do. The fact that we are here today is because a lot of hands have not come in. So please think deep down within you and stretch your heart, stretch your hands, and do something else for Biafra. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you very much. There is a telephone number, and I want that telephone number to be announced on air. Anybody that wants their family back home to be listening to this very live transmission, when you speak, they hear your voice at home. Anywhere in Africa, I need that number announced here on this very platform so people can call it and book for our engineers to go to their respective villages and install this very system. Can you hear me? Ikechukwu, can you hear me? No, not possible. Not possible at all. At least he managed to finish what he was saying. There is a number, and that very number will be circulated. I expect him to come back tomorrow to give us an update. Your name will be put down. People will go to your village and have this very system installed so that they can receive Radio Biafra as well. The barrister is with me, and we have somebody on the line. The person on the Viber line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? We have somebody on the line on Viber. I wonder if they can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please turn your system down or you move away from me. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are.
I can hear you, Mr. Director.
Give us your name and where you are.
I can hear you, Mr. Director.
Thank you. Your name and where you are.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Efai Austin Zito. I am calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Please go ahead.
First of all, I want to thank you, Mr. Director. This is my first day of following this Radio Biafra. Mr. Director, you are wonderful.
Thank you.
In fact, this has made my mind to be very strong. You have strengthened my weakness.
Thank you.
And what I want to say is that you should continue doing this. Wherever our people here, wherever our people is, wherever they are today, they will hear about this and they will join. I have heard it today and I am ready to join.
That's good.
In fact, as I'm talking to you, I have made a contact. I have contacted some people around. I have made some call and they have given me some address.
Yes.
So I thank you for this wonderful journey you have started. In the other hand, I want to tell you, there is something you are saying about our people didn't honor the dead. It is not a lie, Coordinator. You are telling us the truth, the perfect truth. There is no lie in it. The issue we are confused, the issue that we are living in this darkness is just because we cannot do what we are supposed to do. Imagine somebody cutting the head of his father. It is abomination. Hello?
The world is listening. I don't want to interrupt you. Please go ahead. Everybody is listening.
The issue of this honoring of death, our people don't know anything about it. Those that died many years ago because of this Biafra issue, they died as a hero for us today to be the Biafrans.
That is correct.
For us today to live freely. But our people don't even know it. I raised this topic where I was staying with some friends.
Yes.
They tackled me. They were about, in fact, if I'm not strong enough to stand there, they can even beat me up. But because of some little respect as a dear friend, they cannot.
Yes.
I tell you the truth. I will join and I will stand strongly.
That's very good.
In fact, I am a traditionalist. I will work for it in Malaysia and I will go back to Nigeria and I will work for this as a traditionalist. I will even stand strong. In fact, when I go back to Nigeria, I will make sure that all the traditionalists around us, they understand what we are going through.
Yes. That's very good.
That will be my work. I will make sure that the traditionalists, the herbalists, the native daughters that we have, the old people, the old men that have fought for Biafrans, those that work for Biafran before, those that are waiting for this land of Biafra to come, I will make sure that they know about this.
Yes, that's wonderful.
Because a lot of people in our country there, a lot of them in the villages, they don't know anything about
this. No, they don't.
They have not heard about this.
No, they haven't.
They don't even have laptop to listen to it or even have radio to tune about it.
No.
So I will spread the news.
Yes.
I will go back there and I will spread the news with my own mouth.
Please do so. And another thing we suggest that people do is that if you know your village cannot afford to listen to Radio Biafra right now, everything we asked you to support us so that we can do, we are all going to do it. I have asked Ikechukwu Enyiagu to call me back. He called and the line failed. I wanted to call back again. What we are going to do is to ask people, if you know that if you love your village or you love your house, all you need to do is to install a satellite for them, because very soon Radio Biafra will be on television as well. We shall be bringing Biafra television. Uche Mefo has finalized the last bid that's been holding us now for a while, and we are ready to go on that platform as well. Go and install a satellite for your villagers. That's all you can do for them, so that they can congregate and listen to us. We said we are going to cover the zoo in a blanket of truth. Sorry?
Tell me what it will take to install the satellite, I will do it.
It doesn't take anything. All it will take you to do to install this satellite in your village is hold on a second. Stay where you are. I think Ikechukwu will explain. Remain where you are. You will hear him in a second. Ikechukwu, can you hear me?
Okay, I will do that.
Stay where
yes,
you
are. Yes, I can hear you, Director. Can you hear me well?
I can hear you. I want you to use your mouth to announce this number to the world so that people can call it to book for an engineer to go to their village house and install Radio Biafra on satellite for them. Okay? Can you hear me? Ikechukwu, can you hear me? Can you hear me? No, I don't think he can. I don't think he can. Yes, I believe, if I am not mistaken, the number to call, are you there? Are you listening to me? The caller on Viber, can you hear me? The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
The number that people can call is a number, it is, if you are in the zoo or if you are in Biafra land, the number to call is 090-94-66-58-24. That is
okay.
Correct.
Okay.
That is the number. And that number, if you, of course, if you remove the zero, if you're calling from abroad, is +234. And that number will be there. Ikechukwu is with me now. Just stay where you are. Ikechukwu, can you hear me?
I can hear you very, very clearly now, Director.
Go ahead and give us the number again. The number to call. That is our office number.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Before this, it's 090. If you're calling anywhere within Nigeria and Biafra land, is
yes. Go ahead.
090-466-5824. I repeat that again. 466-5824. And if you are calling in from any other parts of the world, ensure you add plus 2, 3, 4, then remove the zero and start with 9. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. I did not get that very clearly, which means the world didn't get it either. Please try again and repeat the number very slowly.
Okay, thank you very much. I say if you are calling in from Nigeria or in Biafra land, it is 0909
yes
466
yes
5824.
Okay.
I repeat that again, Director.
I have it here. Don't worry about that. I have it in 0909 466 5824. That is the number. I hope that they have received it now. My dear brother, can you hear me very well? No. Yes, I think it is very clear now. We would like everybody, if you can, to make sure that you call this number so we can send somebody to go and install the dish, the satellite. So it is no longer a case of internet having to buy browsing time or whatever they call it. It will be there all the time. And we also bring you television on that very platform as well. And it's free. Once you get Radio Biafra, once you have the satellite installed, you turn it on every blessed day and you receive Radio Biafra on it. Very simple. That one nobody can jam. That one nobody can blow up, even a bunch of little school kids who are being fed crumbs that is falling from house at table, answering the name of Biafran youths, a bunch of little children, saying that they will blow up our transmitter, little juveniles. And we are on satellite. I don't know how they're going to manage it. The problem that we have as a people is that the glory of God departed from us, and the spirit of those that we are killed unlawfully, unjustly, 3.5 million, they are very upset with us. Very, very angry with us. In England, every year, 11th of November every year, they honor their dead. We are going to do ours on the 30th of May. But some of you who are fathered by Hausa Fulani people, some of you who are not spiritual enough, some of you who don't understand the meaning of Biafra, some of you that the devil, the evil spirit has gone inside you, will not understand the mysticism behind the 30th of May. It is a mystical date chosen for this very purpose. It's a date that will be remembered, because on that very day we'll call down the glory of Chukwu Abiyama from heaven. We will remember those that died. They will forgive us for not remembering them for nearly 45 years. It's amazing that somebody fought and died for you. Even the smallest thing you cannot do. And people tell me, oh, you're very harsh. Why won't I be harsh on a bunch of people who are so stupid that they cannot reason properly? In the countries where you're in America, they honor their dead every blessed day. They have the Arlington. They have the memorial even for those that went to Vietnam. Everywhere you have them honoring their soldiers. I don't know if anyone has flown in America before. I have traveled extensively in the USA. I have flown all the way from New York to Corpus Christi. I have flown all the way to San Francisco. I have come back to Chicago. I have flown to Atlanta in Georgia. I have flown to Maryland, Baltimore. I have flown to Washington. I have gone across the border. In fact, even I've flown to Toronto in Canada. Do you know what they do in America? You know that every service person has priority. If you have served your country, you go to board the plane before any other person. So, in a way, they remember those that serve them every blessed day. They announce it on the tannoy, on the public address system all the time. If you're a soldier, come this way. If you're in a serviceman, you come this way. Our own people died. They fought without guns and bullets. They fought with their bare hands. It was the Hausa soldiers they killed that they used their guns and bullets to go and fight. These people, after all this monumental sacrifice that some of you cannot afford to dip your hands in your pocket and support this very noble cause, after this sacrifice with their lives, you can't even remember them. No wonder you're eating your father's flesh. No wonder your babies are being kidnapped. No wonder your mothers are being raped. No wonder your uncles are being blown to pieces in the north. And no one is listening. because you have been very, very wicked and evil, even to those that sacrifice their lives that you may live. That is why we don't forgive them. Those who have been stupid, we cannot forgive you. All of you put together. Look at Ohanaeze. Since 1970 till date, Ohanaeze did not build not one single memorial to remember those that died. Not any single governor did the same thing. But we are going to do it, you see, because we are Biafran people. And Chukwu Abiamah is with us. We gave you a radio station. We placed you on satellites. We made it possible for the name Biafra to be the most recognized word anywhere on the new media platform. We built a base which is the highest of its kind. Anywhere on Facebook, the word Biafra has been recognized by Google, by Facebook, and also by Microsoft. No longer is it being underlined in red. We place the indigenous people of Biafra at the heart of United Nations. We are very, very formidable, trust me. We may come here to lament about lack of funding, but that is not stopping us from doing what we're supposed to do. Are we not on satellite? Did it stop us? The answer is no. Because there are those called the indigenous people of Biafra. They are the people that never fail. They rather support their country than go to a Yoruba man and give a Yoruba man money on Sunday that will come and enslave you and lie to you and deceive you, work with Hausa, Fulani people to kill you. That goes to show how stupid you are as a person. But here on Radio Biafra, and by extension the indigenous people of Biafra, we are not that daft. Here we make use of our senses, and here we understand that Chukwu Abiamah is God, and without God you are nothing. You are absolutely nothing. Go and kneel before a Yoruba pastor and confirm your stupidity on Sunday. It's only 2 days away. You go and be singing the lost song in Yoruba language. That shows how daft you are. How stupid you are indeed. The barrister was with me before. The barrister said he will not leave me. He said he's going to be there at all times. Now I shall invite him to bring this program to an end. If I can find him, that is. Barrister Mamezu, is there any chance I can hear you? Barrister, can you hear me? And people are still calling us. I do not believe he can. I do not believe he can. In which case, I shall proceed to bring the program to a close. It's been fun having all of you around with us today, especially the new ones. I'm not able to get rid of the barrister, but we are making it necessary and compulsory that each and every one of you remember that you owe it to the dead. Those that died fighting for you on the 30th of May to come out wherever you are across the entire 24 time zones from Japan to Hong Kong to Taiwan to Indonesia to Australia to New Zealand. Malaysia, of course, will be there, to Thailand, to China, all these areas of the world, in Russia, in India, in Pakistan, wherever we have Biafrans, we expect them to come out on the 30th of May. Regardless of your status, you must come out to honor those that died fighting for you, to remember those little children that had no choice, that Awolowo were killed, those little babies that Awolowo were starved to death. You must come out to honor them. You must come out to make sure that Chukwu Abiamah understands that the need, the problem that they faced and they encountered is still with us today. From that day, you stop killing your fathers and eating their necks. From that day, we hope that their spirit has been troubled, can find resonance and rest. I went to the USA, I went to Georgia to bring those of them who were there, to bring them back home. And we are going to give them rest. From where they started, at River Niger, from where they started, where they were taken, we are returning them to that same place, so that the cycle may be complete. And that we may restore our inheritance. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, I must thank you. Once again, I must place it on record that we are here to do one thing and one thing alone, and that is to usher in Biafra and nothing else. And we will destroy Nigeria completely. The Zoological Republic, that very zoo, that place that harbors and trains animals, vile human beings, we are here to make sure it doesn't exist anymore. The Hausa Fulani people have landed in our territory. It is our duty to remove them. Those of you that answered our call, you understand what it means to be a Biafran. those of them who couldn't understand it, I pray that Chukwuebiamah may help them. This is Radio Biafra. We always and without fail proclaim with every certainty, pride and honor that this Biafra we talk about all the time is our religion. And on this very radio station is where we worship without fail, because Chukwuebiamah is our God. He will guide, protect, nurture and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same God, Chukwuebiamah, will bless Biafra. Thank you very much and good night from here.